Eagles lose to the Carolina Panthers 21-17. Eagles drop to 3-4 on the season with Joe Stazak. Joe Torty here with you. This is not hot take radio. This is not overreaction radio. This is shooting straight from the hip, letting you know exactly where we are. There's no way for me to define this, Joe Stazak, other than a season-shattering loss. This could be devastating.
I was going to say the one word, the only word I would say to describe this game is devastating. Just an incredibly devastating loss. Second time this season they've blown a 14-point lead or more in the second half. This was all fourth quarter, too.
21 unanswered fourth quarter
incredible
points.
And they still had a chance down the stretch, and the offensive line let them down. Defensive line wasn't getting a lot of pressure on Newton in the fourth quarter. They disappeared in the fourth quarter. Absolutely disappeared.
I 100% agree. Now, this game, let me say this first. This was not Carson Wentz's fault that they lost this game. However, you have the near interception turned over. You have a new lease on life. You have a fourth down and two with two timeouts, plenty of time to go. You cannot, having just been given a brand new lease on life, you cannot turn the ball over the very next play. You can't do it. Two plays.
I agree. They had third and two. You didn't need to score. Like you said, you had two timeouts left. You just need a first down. They threw the ball twice. Roll him out. Let him scramble for 2 yards. All he needs is 2 yards. He can dive forward. He can slide. 2 yards. You need a first down to keep the chains going, keep the game alive. They threw the ball twice. Should have been over on third down. He threw it into double coverage. Should have been a pick. The defender dropped the ball. And then fourth down, the pocket collapsed. He held on to it too long. I'm sure nobody was open. But, you know, and that was that. That's the ball game. 21 unanswered points. I don't know what else to say.
The most egregious play of the game. It's not even close. Fourth down and 10 for the Carolina Panthers at their own 31-yard line. Fourth down and 10, and you're still trailing, by the way. This is when you're down 17-14 if you're Carolina. At fourth down and 10 at your own 31 with 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter, this game is OVA. This thing is done. And you just decide to ignore Torrey Smith again on a fourth down play. Another wide receiver just ignored beyond the first down marker. And then you don't even have the presence of mind to tackle the guy. He runs for another 25 yards, flips the field. That completely changed things for the Carolina Panthers.
Incredible. Just incredible. You know, that play where Newton just barely got the ball out. I mean, last year they make that play. They made every play they needed to make last year. This year, it's just a collapse. I tried to warn folks, this team's not back yet, too small of a sample size. This is why I didn't necessarily like the Birds today. I thought giving points, I don't think they deserve to give points to anybody. You know, Carolina, they're not awful. They're a mediocre team. It's certainly a winnable game. You're at home. You're 13-2 at home, 13-1 if you throw out that Dallas game in your last 14 games, and you have a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. They put up 236 yards in the fourth quarter. That's what you gave up.
You mean in the second half. You don't mean in the fourth quarter.
I mean in the fourth quarter. 236 yards.
That is outrageous.
Outrageous.
And it's turning into a pattern, by the way, with tight games, a Jim Schwartz coach defense this year in the second half. It's the second time that we've seen it. Tennessee took advantage, marched right down the field. Carolina's dumping passes into the flats for Christian McCaffrey, and he's just rumbling 9 yards
here,
11 yards here.
Couldn't stop it.
It's out of control.
That was devastating, that play. I think it was third down where he got down to the 5-yard line, and it was like a 25-yard run. And then they throw the ball on third down, third and one, and they decide to throw the ball. Hey, nice play to Greg Olsen. I wouldn't have done that myself.
Me neither.
But that's what they did. Then they got it done. And listen, they get paid a lot of money too. You know, I'll give them some credit. They didn't fold. They didn't collapse. One team collapsed. It wasn't Carolina.
Yeah, there's no question. Let's get to the phones now. Mike and Cherry Hill leads things off. What's happening, Mike?
Yeah, I just feel that I disagree with you that the more erroneous play, egregious play, was the fourth and two. What were you running there? That made no
sense. Oh, I agree. If that wasn't a quarterback draw, I don't know what it was.
He was in a daze.
Yep.
He was in a daze. That's why he threw that ball up. So instead of just rushing, it's 4th and 2, for goodness sake. And so let me calm down. What happened is you're still undefeated in the division. Okay? So that's the saving grace. That would be, lead that 20 so you can use that as fodder. But you leave yourself no room for error.
None.
With this loss here. And so although you can pick yourself up and try to play better by beating the likes of the Cowboys or the Redskins, which is certainly doable, some people got to get caught on carpet, Torty, and you can't keep doing this drinking Kool-Aid stuff. You got to name some real names tonight, because it was ridiculous what we just witnessed.
It was brutal. You're absolutely right, Mike. Thanks for the phone call, man. Here's the truth of the matter, Joe Stazak. The winner of the game this afternoon between Dallas and Washington is your NFC East leader.
Here's the problem. We're still talking about winning the division, and it's certainly a winnable division. I agree with that, especially with Dallas and Washington being relatively mediocre and the Giants out of it at 1-5. It's just not a very good football team. They're just not. Sorry, they played well the other night on Thursday night, played well against the Giants. Giants played horribly. I didn't think the Giants were that bad. They just played horribly. Eagles played good football, good sound football. They're just not a very good football team. They look good at times. They look awful at times. They can't finish this year. You know, champions finish. They can't finish. They couldn't finish off Tennessee with a 14-point lead in the third quarter and a 17-point lead. This is not like they played the Patriots today. It's not like they played the Saints. Cam Newton was relatively awful through three quarters today. Awful through three quarters today. They stopped getting pressure on him. They had 2 sacks in the first half. Stopped getting pressure on him. And the offensive line gave up 4 sacks to Wentz. 4 sacks. And of course, the last play, you know, resulted in a turnover, and they didn't even get a playoff there. They didn't even get a playoff.
I'm looking at that last drive. We're going to get back to the phones in a second. The near intercept, because it started off great, obviously, with the Alshon Jeffrey pass interference play, 48 yards. All of a sudden, you're all the way down there, and you have plenty of time to work with 1 minute and 11 seconds. Then it was the near interception.
They got second life there. I'm sorry. I would not have overturned that.
Nor would I, but I wasn't giving it back.
No, of course not. I'll take it.
2nd and 10, Wendell Smallwood up the middle. I thought that the Eagles did a really good job in this game overall, and I know you don't want to point to positives now. I thought they did a nice job of running in passing situations, and they made the Panthers look foolish in a couple of situations there. Brings up a 3rd down and 2. You're incomplete over the middle. Alshon Jeffrey, you weren't even in the zip code if you're Carson Wentz. You weren't even close. Because he was in double coverage, and I can't believe that throw actually got made.
Game should have been over there. The defender dropped the ball.
4th down and 2. Gets sacked, loses the ball, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
What was that play? Mike's right. What was that play?
I don't know what that play was. Again, 3rd and 2. We said it here. You don't need a touchdown right now. Get the 1st down. Roll Wentz. Quarterback. The only thing I was thinking is quarterback draw here to get 2 yards.
That's it.
All you need is 2 yards. Keep the game going. Keep the game alive. It's a devastating loss by a team that's just not a very good football team.
This is going to sound frustrated or hurt or whatever. I mean this in all honesty. I don't care about the division.
I don't care about the division.
I thought the new norm was you're
playoffs.
Competing with the Saints and
playoffs?
The Patriots. Yeah, right.
Are you kidding me? Playoffs?
Just trying to win a game.
Talk about playoffs.
Let's go to Joe in Chester. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Man, this game is 2 people responsible for this loss: Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. 3:54 to go. We got the ball with the lead. We don't run the ball not one time. They throw an incomplete pass to stop clock. They should never got the ball back before that 2 minute warning. And then you on 3rd down and 2, after you got the ball back when the other team should have had it because of the interception, you got the running back standing 2 yards in front of you, wide open.
Yep.
And you go for a pass, double coverage in the end zone when the running back was clearly wide. It was nobody within 5 yards of the running back for the 1st half.
Didn't make any sense. I have no idea what was happening on that 4th down and 2. Not a clue.
And it hurt me to say this, but if Nick Foles in the game, Nick Foles would jump that ball off to that running back for that 1st down. And it hurt me to say that, but he would have gave it back to the running back for the 1st down.
Nick Foles
Joe,
may not have had a 133 quarterback rating in the first half. Wentz was great today.
I was going to say, I can't blame Carson Wentz.
The last
Wentz.
Two drives, let's call it, well, which is where you make your bones.
So let's look at the last two drives, right? Because that was, the one was ridiculous. He's right. They shouldn't have gotten the ball back before the 2-minute warning. You pass short left to Nelson Agholor for 2 yards. I'm so sick of that play. I have seen Nelson Agholor running along the line of scrimmage, catching a ball, turning up, and not being able to make one guy miss over and over and over. I have seen enough of that play. I'm done with that one. Then you pass short left to Wendell Smallwood, a play that one, I will agree, should never have been thrown. The screen pass where it's Isaac Seumalo out there versus two Carolina Panthers, that was never going to work. That's a loss of 2 yards. And then you go incomplete deep to Alshon Jeffrey, and then you punt. 3 and out when you get the ball with 4:08 left. The other team gets the ball back with 2:28, period.
Plenty of time. And that 4th and 10 play just killed them. When they had Newton bottled up, and he was getting hit as he threw the ball. Marcus Hayes tweeted out that Jalen Mills fell down. I didn't see it.
I haven't seen a replay yet.
I didn't see a replay of it. But to complete that pass, it was a miracle win. It was a miracle win for Carolina. Last time they did that was 2004. The only other time in the history of the Panthers coming back from 17-0 down. And this was all fourth quarter. Incredible.
It's ridiculous. It truly is. Let's go to James in South Philly. James, you're on the postgame show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not great, James.
Been better.
I'm just trying to figure out, what is it going to take for Schwartz to talk to Jalen Mills about when he does make a play, he waves his finger, and then the following play, his man either makes the first down or makes the big play, and nothing is being said or done about it. What is it going to take for him to either sit him down or for us to really adjust? Because Schwartz isn't adjusting during the game. Last year in the fourth quarter, we either buckled down and made plays to where our offense would do enough and we would win the game. This year it seems we're either getting tired, flustered, or we're having the same defensive game plan, and opposing teams are converting so many fourth and longs. When we stop them, it'll be game over.
I don't even recognize the defense, James. I in the fourth quarter, you don't even recognize it. When they've got this prevent thing on and they're playing soft and they're playing the sticks, it's not what got you there. You were shutting them out and you give up 21 fourth quarter points. Something's changed. That's what it is.
Yeah, something's changing stuff for us. We're not changing. Like, during the game, you have to make adjustments. Every other team gets game plan tape on us just like we get it on
sure.
us.
Sure.
If they're doing something that we can't stop, we're supposed to adjust to try to stop it. It seems like once we go out with something and we make a play on it, we're going to keep running it, not thinking they're going to say, okay, they're doing this play right here, so now we have to adjust and make it a better play. We'll just keep doing it. They can get how many yards they want on it. And I'm trying to figure out, was anybody sticking McCaffrey today on the flat, or we would just let him do what he wants?
He just did what he wanted. You know, Newton had 24 yards in the first half passing. 24 yards.
For the record, people talking about big bad Cam Newton, and you got to give it up. You got to give him credit where credit's due.
Sure.
For the comeback, right? Ends up having a very good, or at least a serviceable day, right? 2 touchdowns,
yeah.
Relatively error-free. The Eagles, of any team in the NFL, are the team that Cam Newton in 4 games before this had the worst passer rating against, period. He had the worst passer rating against the Eagles of any team in the NFL.
It was awful in the first half. I mean, give credit to the Eagles. I thought the defense did a nice job, sacked him twice. They were getting pressure on him when they weren't getting home. And when he had opportunities, he wasn't good. He was having a very marginal to not very good game. 55 was his quarterback rating. 24 yards in the first half. He ended up with 269. Again, 236 total yards in the fourth quarter, Joe Torti.
Let's go to Stan in Broomall next. What's happening, Stan?
Yo, I'm sick. I'm sick right now. This is crazy because my thing is, just like the last couple callers said, I don't even care about anything else. I'm going to be honest. Them coming back and all that, you know, you want to talk it up to it's football, guys make runs, oh, whatever. I don't even care about none of that. My biggest issue, you got the ball back on that overturn. It was 3rd and 2. I don't know if Wendell Smallwood could have been more open. I don't know. I just don't know. He was right. Say what you want. He catches the ball. You get 4 more downs. Point blank, period. I'm not even looking for the end zone at that point. It's 3rd and 2. If I'm going to do my math, all right, let me check this out. I mean, unless somebody's wide open, I'm going to get this first down, 4 downs. We going in there. We going to take this win. All right. That's what the mindset should have been. I don't know why Carson even looked.
He didn't even look. He just looked straight middle, and the ball should have been intercepted by Adams.
It was a choke job.
You had Kuechly jumping up, and then you had Adams who had to step on Alshon.
Yep.
And Alshon, if he doesn't tip the ball at least, maybe Adams does intercept it. So I'm asking myself, what are you doing? And then fourth and two, I'm like, I might even take y'all running the ball. I might take y'all running the ball because at that point, what defense wouldn't want to bring the pressure and have the pocket collapse? That's all you need to do.
Stan, and I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just explaining this is what happened. Carson Wentz looked up at the scoreboard and saw that his team was winning 17-0. He looked up like 16 real-time minutes later and saw that his team was down 21-17. And the team choked. That's what happened.
That's a choke job.
That's an absolute choke. That's a choke. It's just frustrating because, to me, I can take a loss. Okay, I can take a loss. It's the things that make you lose is what makes me irritated. When the other team gets hot and guys just beat you, you know, guys are just beating you downfield, stuff that maybe your guy slips, that's like, dang, man, okay, I guess that stuff happens. But errors that could have been prevented where a guy is open, saw Cam was doing it. Check down to McCaffrey, and what were you picking up? He wasn't picking up 13 every time. He was picking up 4 or 5.
Yep.
And now you put yourself in a more comfortable position. So instead of it being, you know, I don't know, third and nine, you pick up 4 or 5. Okay, now it's third and three. And I'm like, if it's third and two and you have a wide open Wendell Smallwood, and he would have went out of bounds.
Live to fight another day, Stan. You're absolutely right, man. That's exactly it. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. And Joe, I pointed this out during the game. In the Titans game, because there were a lot of similarities, right? Blown fourth quarter lead, whatever.
Absolutely.
You were watching the game, and you're like, all right, Corey Davis is becoming a problem, and he's going to continue to be a problem unless you shut him down. This thing, I don't know about you. For me, this one came out of nowhere. Like, they scored 2 touchdowns. I was like, oh, the Eagles are still okay. And then all of a sudden, they go 3 and out when they have the ball with 4 minutes left. I'm like, okay, they're not okay anymore.
Not okay.
That's a big problem.
17-6, I put a poll in the field, polled the room. Anyone concerned?
You did.
Anyone concerned? And
nope.
Egan was slightly kind of concerned.
Yes.
I'm always concerned. I wasn't that concerned at 17-6. They have this game. No way they blow a 17-point lead.
Well, you were concerned they scored the touchdown, and then they missed the field goal. You're like, or the extra point. You're like, oh, okay. This is not a serious thing.
No, we're good. We're absolutely good. It's just an incredibly devastating loss, and they're now a game under 500 again. I know everyone's still, they can win the division, and they still have a shot. It's just not a good football team, guys. Great. Knock yourselves out. Win the division. Get into the playoffs. Is anyone happy about that? Maybe at that point in the year, maybe they'll be playing a lot better football. And, you know, when they do win the division, they're, you know, starting to get on a roll. But right now, they've gone back to where they were before the Giants game. They're just, and you came out right after the Minnesota game and said, this is a bad football team. I don't know if they're a bad football team, but they're not a good football team right now.
It's fair to say. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak and Joe Torti, we are here with you, taking you and your reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. Tyler Zuli, you heard him during the game. He is producing this program. Catch up with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti, at Joe Stazak 975, and at 975 The Fanatic. Tyler's at Tyler Zuli. We're taking your reaction. Where do you go from here? First of all, where do the Eagles stand? I actually don't care about the division. I've said that before. I thought this is the new norm, was like the Super Bowl norm. This is the old norm about beating up on the NFC East, or maybe not even beating up, just getting into the playoffs because you win the division and then yielding to the true NFC powers. I thought we were past this stage. That's the problem that I have with this. Joe Stazak and Joe Torti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe, two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I'm here with Mike Keim, president of Univest Bank. Yo, Mike, what do you think is one of the most untapped opportunities that our local businesses have today when it comes to expansion and growth?
Access to credit is always critical for businesses, and the current environment is favorable. The economy is strong, interest rates remain low, and the recent reduction in business tax rates make this a good time for business owners to consider expansion.
Well, I'm sure for some of our listeners, they had been through this process before and it didn't work out like they had planned. So what advice would you give them now?
Talk to us. Our advantage is that we have all the products and services of the large banks, but we make decisions locally and are able to find the right solutions for our clients.
That says it all. For more business insights and the power of local decision making, just visit or call Univest Bank today. It's Univest Bank and Trust, a member FDIC, Equal Opportunity, and SBA Preferred Lender.
Now at Staples, get bold color copies that will have people talking and get 20% back in rewards. Get your business's message across loud and clear and get 20% back in rewards. Print leave behinds that will make you top of mind and get 20% back in rewards. Now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes.
All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there
in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Gone!
We're really good at this.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel, ride down to the game with free lift credits, and chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at elkinchevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Entertaining. Informative. Fun. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Playoffs. Welcome back, Fanatic post-game show. Joe Torti, Joe Stazak here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic as the Eagles fall to the Carolina Panthers in a stunner 21-17. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. Joe Stasak, you are a blame doler. Everybody gets the blame. Who's on your list so far today in terms of the biggest chunks of the blame?
Well, I think the defensive line, you can put them on the hook a little bit. They stopped getting pressure on Cam Newton, and he was allowed to sit back there and do what he wanted to do. He also had 7 carries for 49 yards. Defense as a whole, playing underneath and just the coverage collapsed. It just collapsed. And the official number, by the way, is 235 yards and 3 touchdowns. I thought, you could look at the last drive. I'll put some blame on Carson Wentz. You know, look, he had a pretty good game up until the last 2 drives, but the last drive should have thrown 2 picks. And then, I don't know what he was doing. I thought the play calling was not good, so I'll put some on Doug Peterson as well.
But he's got to bail on that screen. Like, even if it was a bad play call, totally. He's got to bail on it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I just think that the coaching staff takes a chunk of this. I'll give Wentz a little chunk. You know, hey, listen, you make your bones in the fourth quarter as a quarterback, all right? You can make all the excuses you want, bad calls or bad play call. You got to win that football game. You got to win that football game. They did nothing in the second half. They scored 7 points. Otherwise, did zippo.
Let's go to Lamar in Philly. What's happening, Lamar?
Yeah, how you doing, Joe?
Okay.
Lamar.
All right, Joe. I've been calling. How you doing, Joe? I've been calling you for the last couple of weeks, and we've been talking about the defense, about Swartz.
Yep.
Don't know if you remember, but it's a constant thing here. If they play off, you throw into the flat to your backs. If they basically come up, you double move. There is no change of scheme with Swartz, and you're getting the same result. It ain't nothing different. When a guy scores, they're by themselves. People say that the Philadelphia fans are intelligent. It kills me, Joe, to listen to guys ask for Mills to be sat down. Mills didn't bite on a double move today. Darby did. And the rookie safety Maddox could not make it over there in time to help.
Nope.
Because he's standing dead center of the field.
Yeah,
he got to go left or go right at the drop of a dime. He can't make it left and right at the same time. So every single time you're watching a cornerback fall to his knees and watching somebody walk into the end zone with no over-the-top help, and you're watching this time and time and time again.
Yeah, Funch just smoked Darby. Darby on that play.
And Stasak, like, he's doing it to everybody, though. Like, DeSean Jackson did it.
Yep.
Maddox got caught man-to-man in Tennessee with a 6'4 wide receiver. This is all Jim Swartz, and nobody's saying anything about Swartz. So what's going to continue to happen is we'll get back. We'll be a 9-17, whatever we will be. But they will continue to lose big games and lose them horribly as long as Swartz is their defensive coordinator, because he do not believe in backing Malcolm Jenkins up. If you're going to bring the guy to the line of scrimmage, at least allow him to cover the flat.
Yeah, do something. Don't have him up there for no good reason. Lamar's absolutely right. It's not just run support. Joe, how come the Eagles' defense is so effective through 3 quarters and less, let's call it, less effective in the fourth quarter? Is it just the D-line wearing out?
The D-line, to me, and they should be fresh. With the way they do their rotation, they should be fresh. But yes, they got no pressure on Cam Newton in the second half. You know, third quarter, Newton didn't do much. You know, the defensive line didn't do a whole lot, but they didn't move the football. All of a sudden, when they had to move the football and they were passing on most downs, they couldn't get to Newton. You know, and a couple times he broke contain and ran for the first down. He was 7 carries, 49 yards. They ran out of gas. It looked like they ran out of gas and just couldn't do anything about it. And when you can't get pressure on a professional quarterback, the former MVP of the league, you know, he'll slice you up.
Thin defensive tackle as well. No Haloti Ngata. You've already seen players rotating through. Tim Jernigan, I know that I said that I don't anticipate him ever playing for the Eagles again. Please, please come back, Tim Jernigan.
Please.
Something needs to happen.
Please come back.
I thought this D-line was supposed to be so deep. This rotation is not very rotatey. It's not very long. We're having some issues here. 610-632-0975. Joe Stasak, Joe Torti. We're trying to work our way through this. A couple of open phone lines. Grab those while you can. Let's go to John in West Philly next. Hey, John.
Yeah. How you doing? No, okay. This ain't John. It's Tyrone from Canada, man. Eagles suck, man. Eagles suck. Just like, I hear y'all giving lame excuses for these birds.
What excuses have we made?
Y'all keep saying, oh, Cam, he's not that good of a quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Y'all just demolishing what he did today. The Eagles is garbage, man.
When did we say that?
The Cowboys will win a division,
Yeah,
huh?
You're making this up. Sorry,
bro. I don't know what he's
talking
about. No one made excuses.
I can tolerate a lot. Lying and that kind of stuff is something that I can't tolerate. So I'm sorry, we have to move on.
I agree.
Let's go to Dwayne in Richmond. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm real pissed right now. I thought we had the game in the bag.
Me too.
But you know, the bottom line is we only have two playmakers. Well, I'm going to say three. Carson Wentz on offense, Alshon Jeffrey, and Zach Ertz. I don't know where Aguilar's at. I don't know where he's at. But they are the only three people that's trying to do something. Our running game, Clement, you can talk to Howie all you want. Smallwood, he's doing okay. He's not the answer. Clement is not the answer. Okay? On defense, we have no corners. Malcolm Jenkins, that's it. Howie, make a move right now. Make some moves right now. Or it's over for us. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something else. All that crap they were talking about, the New England Patriots and how they're not having fun, shut up. They're winning. And they win consistently. Okay? So, you know, Lane Johnson, all you guys need to step up. All that talking you was doing about New England, they're always in the dance every year.
It looks terrible. Dwayne, you're dead on the money. Dead on the money. I pointed this out a couple weeks ago. Lane Johnson's playing awfully mediocre for talking about the Patriots all the damn time. It's clear, right? The Super Bowl hangover is real. Joe, are you a fan of would you advocate for trades right now? Would you advocate for pickups right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. Oh, the team needs help. They have, 9 days to get something done? I suspect they're going to get some things done. I would think so, unless Howie's, again, you have to give up some things to get some things, and you have 10, 11 draft picks next year, so you're going to give up the picks. It's all a matter of whether Howie thinks this is a salvageable year. If he doesn't, then you might not see a whole lot.
610-632-0975. This is going to be a long, long plane ride to London.
Big time. And the Jags, they're not the Jags anymore, but who are the Eagles? People keep saying, the Eagles will take care of this team. The Eagles will take care of this team. Carolina's no good. The Eagles will take care of them.
Yeah, we're falling into this trap.
Tired of hearing it every week.
You're absolutely right. And we're looking at it and we're saying, okay, well, the Giants were a get right game. When if we weren't Eagles fans and we were looking across the league and it was the 49ers who did that to the Giants, we're like, who cares? That doesn't mean anything about the 49ers. That means the Giants stink.
Yep.
But because we're here in Philadelphia, we're like, that was a get-right game. And now everything's all set, and they're good to go. And here we are.
Here we are. We jumped the gun a little bit. And I, not patting myself on the back, but I tried to warn folks, we need a bigger sample size to claim this team is back. I just think people are so locked into what this team was last year. This team will get right. This week, this team will get right. This team's going to get right this week. Oh, they got right against the Giants. They should roll the Panthers, who lost to the Skins last week and should have lost to the Giants.
But it's not their fault. It's the team's fault. This is our new norm. What do you mean We shouldn't think about what it was like last year? Like, that's where we're sold.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's just, it's incredible. I'm stunned. I'm still stunned that they lost this game today. Still stunned.
Wait, they lost?
They lost.
They were up 17-0 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. Like you said, it was about 16 minutes of real time.
Real time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened. Let's go to Kevin in Syracuse. Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, thanks for letting me take the call.
You got it, man.
Thank you, my call. I'm lost for words. I just can't believe what just happened. You know, on one hand, I'm sick and pissed off, but on the other hand, I'm so thankful and lucky. Just think about this. I mean, let's be realistic. If Minnesota, back in that playoff last year, doesn't pull that miraculous playoff and they score that touchdown, if Minnesota doesn't pull that game off and win, Drew Brees comes into our house and he carves that secondary up and we never win a Super Bowl.
We don't know.
And
that. There's no way knowing that, kid.
I know, but I'm just so ticked off that we watched. I mean, we were fortunate to win that Super Bowl because we played the right team. We played a team that we can outscore. And I just can't believe that they fielded this group, the secondary. I mean, let me tell you, when they play the Saints and they play the Rams, it is going to be one for the ages. I mean, they are going to put up video game numbers against this defense. And it's going to be, it's just sickening. It's, I mean, we played great for three quarters, but it was because Minnesota stuck to the game plan. It was windy out there, and they had to be balanced. They had to run the ball. And Carolina, they're just not an explosive offense. So that's what kept us in the game. That's why we had the lead. But once Minnesota said, hey, we just got to throw the ball.
You keep saying Minnesota, man. You keep saying Minnesota. I think that that's it's a Vikings fan.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Purple people eater there.
You keep saying Minnesota instead of Carolina.
Yeah.
I smell purple.
This is unbelievable.
Seriously. Everybody crawling out of the woodwork.
Here they come.
All the Cowboys fans come.
Cowboys fans are going to be all over this game.
All the Vikings fans come out. I don't know, man. But look, here's the thing. We're not sugarcoating it, okay? There's no way. We are not sugarcoating it even a little bit. We said this is a devastating loss for this team. Joe Stazak said devastating. I said this could potentially be season shattering.
I agree.
I got to tell you the truth. I'm not worried about Demaryius Thomas. I am not worried about Le'Veon Bell right now. I'm worried about 4th and 15 and 4th down and 10.
Yep.
Are any of those guys going to help make those plays?
No. I mean, the fact that that happened, I'm still not over the 4th and 15. Now I have a new thing to get over. The 4th and 10, they went for 35 yards. Went for 35 yards.
He gets it and then just runs up the sideline.
35 yards on a 4th and 10. 4th and 10.
Torrey Smith. You know what the first word people say about Torrey Smith is, right, in this town? Stinks. Torrey Smith stinks.
It could have been 4th and 26. He would have gotten the first down by 9 yards.
610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next.
I just wanted to tease something. I got a very disappointing stat coming up after the break.
Oh, that's a shame. We've been rolling out all of the really, really positive, really glowing stats. Ones. I don't want to put a damper on this. It is Joe Stazak, Joe Torty, Fanatic Postgame Show returns next.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Flyers.
The Fanatic.
I'm here with Mike Keim, president of Univest Bank. You know, we hear a lot of banks talking about a personal approach, Mike, to business banking. How important is the relationship between a business owner and their bank?
We believe it's vital to having success, much like a player-coach relationship. You need open lines of communication and a healthy respect for each other. That feedback makes the relationship more successful.
Well, we've all seen good and bad examples of this play out on the field or court, so how does a business owner really know what kind of relationship they're in?
Ask simple questions. Who's listening to who? Are you working with people you like? At Univest, our team takes this very seriously, investing the time and effort needed to understand goals, hurdles, and provide the personal attention needed to succeed.
And for more business insights and the power of local decision-making, just visit or call Univest Bank today. That's Univest Bank and Trust, a member FDIC.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out, other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly, like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever.
Learn more at marcus.com.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Are you finding that your country club is stuffy, uninviting, and boring? Then you need Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, PA. Unwind and relax, no jacket required, while enjoying beautiful greens. At Spring Mill, you can enjoy all the amenities of a country club, like an athletic club, aquatic center, and new driving range, while enjoying an affordable club with no assessments, no initiation fees, and reasonable dues. Visit SpringMillCountryClub.com. Come see why Spring Mill Country Club is beautiful outside, fun inside, and exclusively for Fanatic listeners. Enjoy Spring Mill as the Fanatic's guest. On October 23rd, it's the Fanatic 9 and Dine. Enjoy 9 holes of golf followed by lunch on the Fanatic. Registration starts at 10 and golf starts at 11. Space is extremely limited, so go to 975thefanatic.com to reserve your spot. This is a great opportunity to check out this gorgeous private course and enjoy lunch. The Fanatic will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 p.m. And after your round, enjoy lunch at Judd's and Jackson's, the restaurant open to the public at Spring Mill Country Club.
Businesses that advertise on 975 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 975 The Fanatic.
Here's Jake Elliott now to attempt a 36-yard field goal from the left hash. Kick is no good from 36.
Joe Stazak, remember when we thought kicker tryouts were going to be the biggest problem after this game? Remember we were going to have that conversation?
I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Feels like so long ago now. Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with you on the Fanatic Postgame Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will hear from head coach Doug Peterson. And now, Joe, we're all flying high in such a good mood. You have to bring us down here with a disappointing stat.
Well, here's the deal. And Carson Wentz played a pretty good football game today, but they had two drives. One drive at the end of the game, second to last drive, they needed to move the chains and burn some clock. And then when they couldn't do that, they needed a drive to score a touchdown. Outside of the 48-yard penalty for pass interference and the punt, they ran six plays in those two drives for 0 yards. Carson Wentz dropped back six times in those two drives. He completed two passes for 4 yards. 2 of 6
wow.
for 4 yards. 2 of 5 technically for 4 yards. And six plays they ran for 0 yards outside of PI call on Alshon Jeffrey.
You just feel like this might not be a crunch time team. They were super clutch last year.
Super
every
clutch.
Time you needed a play,
super clutch.
You got it. This year, it's completely different.
I'm sorry.
Not only
are they not clutch, they choked twice this year so far.
Full chokes. It's brutal. Aaron and Lansdale is up next on The Fanatic. Hey, Aaron.
How you doing?
Okay.
So I'm worried about Wentz, man. So he makes that, we get the pass interference call, then he basically throws an interception.
Right.
And then the very next play, after that, he has a chance. He had Smallwood in the flat when he basically threw the interception. But he threw it to Alshon in double coverage. Like, I can't take that. Like, he has him. He has Alshon. We needed 2 yards. He had Smallwood. We needed just 2 yards.
2 yards.
For the first down.
2 yards.
I'm scared. I got this theory in my head that Wentz watching Foles win the Super Bowl Wentz has this idea in his head that he has to be the hero. He just has to make it happen, and I'm scared about that. I'm worried about it.
What do you make of that, Stazak?
Interesting. You know, sometimes you miss checkdowns, you miss open reads. I thought about that, actually, Aaron. In the break, I'm thinking, why did he need to go to the end zone on that play when he needed 2 yards? You know, he jammed it in between two defenders. Should have been two picks on that drive. Should have been two picks.
Exactly, yeah.
I thought about that. Did he need to be a hero on that play? The answer is no. And, you know, everyone's talking about the Wendell Smallwood in the flat, you know. Be safe. You need 2 yards. They just ran Smallwood for 8 yards, so they have a 3rd and 2. Do something to get that first down. Whatever you need to do. You don't have to run your normal offense and throw the ball and sling the ball into the end zone or wherever you're slinging it to. Just get the 2 yards. Roll them out and dive for the sideline for 2 yards, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm just worried about it long term, but I guess we'll see what happens. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
Aaron. You got it, man. Joe, I'm sure that this never happens to you because your golf game is perfect. But for me, when I'm struggling on the golf course sometimes, I try to take shots that I know I shouldn't.
Right.
You know, course management.
Absolutely.
Game management.
Yeah,
right?
Game management.
That's why I brought up, and I didn't just say it as a throwaway thing. You look, you're winning by, you know, 3 scores effectively, and then 16 real-time minutes later, you're down 21-17. Something in your head probably does click and is like, I've got to make something happen here or we're going to lose this game. You lose track. Your vision starts to become a cone of, hey, I need to get a touchdown in order to win this game, versus it's 4th down and 2. I need to get 4 more chances to get a touchdown by getting 2 yards.
He did some of that in his first year, trying to do too much. You know, it's a matter of maturity. Listen, he's only a third-year guy, and he played, what, 11, 12 games last year because he was hurt. I think it's a maturity, you know, because you watch Brady. Brady doesn't do that. Brady's not afraid to throw tunnel screens, bubble screens, little short slants, you know, when he's driving the ball to win the ball game. You know, it's a shame because this is where you make your money. This is where you make your bones. 4th quarter and overtime for quarterbacks. And he had an opportunity. That first play, listen, you thought it was a little underthrown. I thought Jeffrey catches that ball if he's not pulled down. Good play by the defender, because that's 6.
Absolutely.
That's 6. So that was a smart play by the defender. And they moved the ball 48 yards in one play, all right? They took a shot, and they're right there. They are right there. And I also thought they got a break. They got a couple breaks today. 2 field goals that the Carolina Panthers were going to kick. One, they had 2 back-to-back illegal procedure penalties. They moved them out of field goal range. And then they punted. And then they had another opportunity, and they got sacked and had to punt. And then they had a ball that I think was intercepted.
I still kind of think it's intercepted.
I think it was picked, and even if it wasn't actually picked, I didn't think there was enough to overturn that. So they got life. I couldn't believe when the ref comes out and says, after further review, when he puts his arms out, couldn't believe it. So here we go. This is an opportunity.
In your mind, you saw that happen. You're like, maybe the Eagles are supposed to win this game.
Yeah.
Maybe the football gods say that this is the Eagles game.
You said something very appropriate, and it was a good point, because when you see teams drop interceptions or don't make plays on those interceptions, they usually come back to bite them in the rear end.
You know, on that drive,
there were 2 of them, 2 opportunities, 2. Didn't happen. It's just not their year.
Let's go to Chris in Mayfair. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, I'm disgusted.
It's a good word.
I'm literally, like, I have a feeling that some of them, we can leave it up to the running, because there's times on 3rd and 2 where they couldn't even plunge it in when we needed to. So I really wouldn't want to blame it on the defense, because the first half we had it on lock, 17-0. I was ready to go home. I was actually at the game.
Okay.
But then as soon as the 4th quarter came, it just seemed like no one was doing their job.
Well, Chris, I think, and thanks for the phone call, man. Sorry that you had that experience going to the game. Yeah. I mean, we point to the defense because you surrender a 17-point lead. But part of it is, you know, you look at, oh, how did the Falcons blow the lead in the Super Bowl? It's not just the defense hemorrhaging points. It's the offense not being able to sustain, not being able to get. Going 3 and out with 4 minutes to go in the game is unacceptable.
Killed them.
You have to have a first down.
Completely unacceptable. And they were moving the ball pretty good today. They had a lot of long drives. The first one, 15 plays, didn't result in a field goal because Elliott missed it. But they had a lot of long drives, and they owned time of possession today, and they controlled the clock. except for the one time where they needed to chew up some clock, move the chains a little bit. I'm back on that fourth and two play, third and two play. Listen, the Panthers on third and one ran a nicely called play, nicely designed play to Greg Olsen, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles don't have a play in their playbook, a short out to somebody, some kind of screen, a tunnel screen or something for 2 yards. And on fourth down, they go empty backfield. You mentioned it. Empty backfield. Empty backfield. You know what's coming.
Hindsight's 20/20, but this was not hindsight. We saw this during the game. The Panthers had literally no plan for defending Eagles tight ends. There was nothing that they were going to do against Ertz or Dallas Goedert. The idea that in a big spot, you didn't go to that. When the Eagles had that 17-play drive or whatever they had, I think that Ertz had like 6 catches on that drive.
It was incredible.
Just over and over and over again. If you need a big spot, why aren't you going there? I don't understand.
I agree.
610-632-0975. Okay, coming up, we're going to take more of your phone calls. You can also interact on Twitter. Oh, I want to get this tweet in before we hear from Doug Peterson. Brian Rosardo tweets in, I'm sick of this year's team. I'm sick of this year's timid play calls. I'm sick of this year's coach. And I'm sick of Howie Roseman doing nothing about it with the rest of the characters being exclamation points. That's where we are right now.
There's still time. There's still time for Howie. I know that you can say, well, you know, would have been better if he did something before this loss. But listen, there's still time. He doesn't want to jump the gun. Listen, I trust him to do the right thing. He might not think this season is salvageable, so I don't know if you can expect a splash this year. He doesn't want to give up the future for a season that's, you know, doesn't look like it's heading in the right direction.
That's why I asked you about a trade. I don't know if I would.
Right.
Because right. I get 3-4.
3-4, with the way they're playing and the things that are happening to them, you might not want to, you know, mortgage a little bit of the future, even if it's just a scooch for this year, when your team's really, really not together this year.
One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Head coach Doug Peterson is next right here at the Fanatic Postgame Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, what a rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you buy a car from Conkerville Subaru, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2019 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy the popular Impreza Outback or Legacy for just 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before October 31st for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Conkerville Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter, so make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel, ride down to the game with free lift credits, and chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love.
It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of 3 different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for 3 games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Oh, this is just excellent. If you haven't seen this yet, I'm sorry, because if your blood pressure's not already through the roof, it's going to get up there. Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic. Whatever you're doing right now, make sure that you're not looking at the Carolina Panthers Twitter feed. Because, you know their captain's photo that they have there, Joe Stazak?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got Cam Newton on there, and then their other 3 captains... in underdog masks.
No kidding. Is that right?
Yeah. I have to say, if I am a fan of any other fan base, this is a cap tip to the Carolina Panthers for an epic troll job.
It's a pretty good job.
But sitting here today...
Pretty good job.
Too soon. It's too soon for me to fully give out credit. But I can understand. I respect it begrudgingly.
See, I love it.
You do.
Objectivity aside, I just think it's great. I just love something that's clever and something that's apropos. And I hate that it's being done to the birds. But nice job by Carolina.
I got to say this: there are people that are. Somebody tweeted out, "How's that Lombardi Trophy treating you guys?" Oh, right. Like, that is going to keep me warm at night after this. Seriously? By the way, before we get to head coach Doug Peterson, I have to say this, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to single anybody out, so I'm speaking to you, I'm sorry. My least favorite tweet is, oh, well, at least the Eagles won the Super Bowl. No one can take that away from me. That is so, that is such a
lame
beta tweet.
It's lame.
And we're, this is supposed to be a city of alphas now. That is such a beta tweet.
Totally.
That's like the people who are like, Joe Flacco's good because he has a Super Bowl MVP. Like a million years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing before or since. That's what
right.
it comes off as. Don't give me, oh, at least the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. I don't need it. Here he is, head coach Doug Peterson, addressing what has to be, I would say that it's one of the worst losses in regular season history. I don't know if it's the worst loss this regular season.
I can tell you this. In 1985, they had a 23-point lead over the Vikings in the fourth quarter and lost 28-23. That's the most devastating loss I remember in terms of points.
Right.
But this is, I don't think that team was destined for anything that year. This is the team that's supposed to, you know, kind of put up a good fight with their title defense. And this is a game they could have gone up over 500. And this is probably more devastating than that. But points-wise, 23 points for the Vikings in 85.
Doug Peterson, floor is yours.
Doug, you held them to, I think, 106 yards of total offense before those final three possessions. What happened?
Well, quite frankly, it just, you know, we didn't make enough plays offensively, defensively in the second half. You know, we had opportunities to get off the field. Defensively, we didn't. We had opportunities to stay on the field offensively, and we didn't. And so, you know, it's something we just got to take a look at. We got to get, you know, there were some positive things, obviously, but those are areas that have hurt us in a couple of games, you know, this season already.
What changed in the fourth quarter?
They just made more plays. Nothing changed. Same guys, same people out there. They just made more plays than we did. So really, schematically, nothing changed. You know, we just didn't make enough in the second half of this game.
Once you get down there in the final possession, pass interference play, Wendell go for about 8 yards. Can you take us through the thought process there on the play calling? What are you trying to do there? Are you just get in the end zone, get the first down?
Well, we had to get in the end zone, you know, to win the game. And our thought there was, you know, give Carson a pass and audible to it, you know, give him a run. So if they play a certain defense, we could get to the run, and we were able to do that, and we got positive yards, and then get right back on the ball and go tempo a little bit right there and try to get the first down. Still had timeouts, you know, so we still had a lot of options available to us with the amount of time and timeouts in the game. So trying to get the first down, but ultimately trying to get in the end zone.
On the 4th-and-10 conversion they had, what did you see?
I felt like that, I believe it was Jalen at the time, may have slipped, may have fell down, and just Torrey was standing right there wide open. We were real close to getting to Cam and getting him on the ground at the time, and you know, we were just a step behind.
At 17-14, you went 3-and-out offensively there. What sputtered?
We didn't execute. You know, we just broke down. You know, and we can't have that. And those are things that our guys pride themselves on. You know, whether it's, you know, I'll go back and look at, you know, the couple of calls, play calls there, see if I can do a little better there, help our team out there. And we had an opportunity on the third down. Alshon, 24, you know, Bradbury for them came back and really recovered well. Alshon was wide open, and 24 just came back and just got a hand in there late and knocked the ball away, or otherwise we're on the field at that point too.
What was the message to the team after a collapse like this?
Well, the message is that, you know, quite frankly, and I told him, I says, you know, we have to learn from these. These are games that galvanize football teams, and this is going to do that. This is going to bring us even closer together. Basically told him that, hey, pressure's off of us. Nobody on the outside world's giving us a chance to do much of anything, and pressure's off, so we can go play, have fun, and just relax, and a lot of football ahead too. You know, we still have a bunch of games, and still anything's possible, anything can happen, and you know, we still treat it as 1 week at a time.
You guys lost a game earlier this season where you were ahead 17-3 in the second half. What did you not learn from that one? I mean, is there some kind of connective thread there between what happened in Nashville and what's happened here?
Well, 4th-and-15, 4th-and-10. We just got to go look at those two plays. and that's probably the answer. So we've got to, you know, as players and coaches, make sure that we're putting our guys in position. And then secondly, we got to execute the play. Flat out, this is a player's game, right? Players have to make plays. And we try to, as coaches, we put them in position to be successful. And so we got to evaluate that and just coach better and play better.
Is working on a way to close out games something you'll be looking to work on, say, this week for the rest of the season?
Well, I think we're going to be working on a lot of things, but that's one of them. You know, we talk about finishing all the time, and it just doesn't mean, you know, the first half of games. We got to finish the second half, too.
Are other teams making adjustments that you're not adjusting to?
No. I mean, Carolina, just get stuck to their game plan. You know, nothing we didn't expect. No.
The way Carson played,
I thought overall, you know, pretty good. I think his numbers were decent. I haven't looked at the actual stat deal, but, you know, bottom line is we lost. And so it's not an individual sport. He's part of it, obviously, and did some good things. And we got to take a look at the whole pie right now.
What do you mean by the pressure's off? What do you mean
when
you say to your team, the pressure's off?
Well, number one, I think, Sal, you know, no one has really given us a chance anyway. Whether we're putting pressure on ourselves to perform, you know, to play, whatever it is, you know, live up to a certain expectation. I think that, you know, it's that point where you know, I think that. No one has given us that type of, you know, maybe with the amount of injuries or whatever it is, given us much credit, you know, going into games. And I think sometimes we force issues, you know, we try to press just a little bit instead of just, you know, we don't have to go searching for plays. We just, when the plays come, let's just make the plays that come to us. And right now we're not doing that. So I think that's the pressure that's off of us, and we just have to get back to playing and executing better.
Just to be clear, Doug, are you saying that the players are feeling pressured to live up to what you guys accomplished last year?
No, I don't think so. I just think that each week, and this is something I've talked about all season, is when we talk about embracing something, it's a choice. And we know that we get everybody's best every week. And it's a good football team. You know, Carolina is a playoff caliber team. They were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. It's a good football team. And we know that, we don't use injury. We don't use whatever it might be as an excuse not to perform. And so, sometimes I think players, coaches just put added pressure when they don't have to, you know. And that's something that we've got to, you know, starts with me there and just making sure that we're doing everything, even during the week, getting ourselves in positions to win games.
So as a follow-up to that, you're still the defending Super Bowl champs. I mean, that doesn't change.
Right.
At 3-4, do you really think that pressure is off you guys?
No, it won't be, but it doesn't have to come from us. You know, it doesn't have to come, you know, there's enough pressure. Just the game itself brings its own sort of pressure. We don't have to go force anything. We don't have to go, like I said earlier, you don't have to go looking for plays. Let the plays come to you and then make them when they come, and that's where we're at.
Doug, as a play caller real quick, when you see the momentum shift like it did drastically, are you aware of that? You mentioned it's a player's game, but do you feel the need to kind of fuel things when you see the momentum change?
Yeah, I mean, you feel it and you sense it. I don't think it necessarily has to get you out of your rhythm offensively, because I thought we were doing some good things. You know, even in the run game, RPOs, play action pass, you know, some of the things that we were able to take advantage of, but yeah, no, I didn't feel like I had to get ultra aggressive or anything like that, just because the tide was sort of changing just a little bit there in the second half. All right,
there he is, head coach Doug Peterson of the Philadelphia Eagles. A couple doozies jumped out to me there, Joe Stazek. Initial reactions and thoughts from you?
He sounds defeated. His energy level is not there. I don't blame him, but he just sounds like the wind was taken out of his sails. Mm-hmm. I just think, listen, he's a human. He's got feelings. He's the coach of the team. You know how hard they work each week, you know, and how many hours a day to win football games, and you lose a game like that. He sounds deflated. He really did. And it is what it is. I mean, a couple things. The pressure's off. When was the pressure on? Is it? And then someone asked him to clarify, is it because players feel like they have to live up to last year? And then he said, no, I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. He's saying, we just need to go out and have fun and we'll learn from this. What do you learn from this? You didn't learn from the Tennessee loss? And someone brought that up again, and he, you know, danced around it again. But what do you learn? You got to finish ball games. That's it. You got to make more plays. He was asked what happened in the second half, or at least on the last two drives. He said, you know, they made more plays than we did. And he's right. They did. They made more plays. They came out with energy in the fourth quarter. They came out with momentum. And give them credit. You know, this isn't all just about the Eagles losing the game or choking. I mean, Carolina, you know, seized the opportunity.
He was a little tough on Wentz, I thought,
he didn't,
as well.
He didn't praise him all that much.
He said, oh, yeah, I think he had a fine game, like, stats-wise. But then, how many times did he bring up chasing plays? Right? How many players could that possibly be about?
Yeah, that's him.
How many could that be about besides
one.
Carson Wentz?
That's one.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, you had freaking Smallwood, and that's what he's thinking. So you're wondering why he didn't address that? That's what it was. Chasing plays and, you know, just letting things come to us or whatever. That's what that meant.
Why chasing plays? What does that exactly mean?
Throwing it in the end zone.
Throwing it in the end zone.
On third and two.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, incredible.
I don't know. But there you go. There's Doug Peterson. What do you think? 610-632-0975. Patton Blackwood, thanks for holding, man.
Oh, please, get my violin out, will you? Let me tell you something. Carson Wentz is the best thing that ever happened to this football team. He was an artist for three quarters. Yes, he blew it at the end there. He should hit the guy in the flat. The reason this team lost is the same reason they give up 500 yards in a Super Bowl. There's a creaking that you're hearing. That's Jim Johnson rolling over in his grave, because there's a reason why their two offensive coordinators got head coaching jobs and nobody wanted Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz has got to go. At the end of this year, go. You just blew your season. It's the defense. The offense did enough to scored enough and had control of this game, and they had to fight back at the end because the defense gave up 250 yards in the fourth quarter, and you're blaming it on Carson Wentz missing a guy in the flat. Come on. We're so lucky that we got Carson Wentz, you can't believe it. And that defensive coordinator has got to go. He doesn't ever change up.
Well, I'm not trying to absolve Jim Schwartz from any kind of blame here, but 17 points is not enough. That is not enough points to win.
It's not enough points to win. And listen, no one's. I agree. The defense was horrible in the fourth quarter. No one's blaming Carson Wentz, but you said it yourself. For three quarters, he was great, and he came up small at the end. You know, it's a four-quarter game. But, yeah, they're lucky to have him. Don't get us wrong. We love Carson Wentz.
Absolutely.
I think he's a tremendous quarterback. But he shares a piece of the pie here. And Doug Peterson, like you said, Joey, wasn't that kind to him. You know, he's frustrated.
But that defense in the first half. The reason they look good is the moron offensive coordinator on the other side of the field was calling thinking dunk. He was playing right into his hands. As soon as, just like in Tennessee, as soon as your team opens up the passing lanes, this guy doesn't know how to blitz right. He doesn't know how to change any kind of defense. It's all on him and that defense. You know, they could have scored more points, but they should have won this game. They had it in hand.
I hear your concern, Pat. I really do. And now, let me say this, because I was more on Pat's side at the beginning of the call. Now, as I've done research and looked back over the games, I'm less on Pat's side. Yardage does matter in the NFL. I'll give you that. The only thing that Sal Palantonio says, the biggest measure of a good defense is points allowed, period.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run down, shall we?
Yeah.
Falcons scored 12. Good defensive effort. Buccaneers scored 27. You got toasted. Colts scored 16, good defensive effort. Titans scored 26 in overtime. I'm not willing to call that toasted, but we'll still say that that's more negative than positive. Vikings scored 23, certainly didn't get toasted. Giants scored 13, didn't get toasted. Panthers scored 21, didn't get toasted. Look, I know that there have been leads surrendered, but those kind of scores should not lead to a 3-4 record, Joe Stazak, right or wrong?
Totally agree. They're just, listen, they were scored 30 points a game last year. They're at the 20 mark, maybe a little under the 20 mark. The offense just isn't there. It takes them forever to get down the field. 15-play drives, 12-play drives, 13-play drives. They just don't have the alacrity and the smoothness, fluidity that they had last year. For whatever reason, they don't have that. And, you know, I agree with you. Points allowed is the only thing you should really concern yourself. And they've played okay at times this year. And they've played well enough to win some of these games. The ones that they've lost, they've played well enough to win some of these games. As for Jim Schwartz, if he didn't learn anything about the Tennessee game, except on 4th and 15, you didn't blitz, and
right,
you gave Mariota time. What about on 4th and 10? Maybe send someone,
sure,
a couple extra guys so Newton has no time.
Now, he did confirm that Jalen Mills did fall down.
He did.
Right?
He did
so
fall down,
Marcus
yes.
Hayes was right. So maybe that is completely different if Jalen Mills maintains his footing. Eagles offense in Carson Wentz started games this year. 20 points, 23 points, 21 points, 34 points against the New York Giants, and 17 points. Okay? I like Carson Wentz as much as the next guy. It is not like they are losing these games 45-42 like Pittsburgh did to Jacksonville. Right? That's not the way that this is working. 22.8 points per game this year. Huge drop-off from where they were last
year. Huge. And it shows. You know, with the defense playing good enough to win these games. Last year's offense, they win these games. And
they do.
It's not that close. They win these games last year.
Let's go to Lance in Arizona. Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call it about was there's two things. One, sometimes it's just not your year. Like, even if you look back at when the Patriots started their dynasty, the second year after they won the first title, they went 9-7, and they just did not get the breaks. It's just sometimes, like last year, they got the breaks in that Giants game. They got the breaks in the Carolina game because Kuechly went out at halftime of that game, and that's when the Eagles started really putting up the points.
Right.
So at some level, you got to say sometimes it's just not your year. It's just, you know, it is what it is, and you try to make it through and try to do the best you can, kind of like Atlanta did last year where they kind of rebounded towards the end of the season to get going. But that was my first point. My second point is, I don't care if Carson Wentz is 100% accuracy on the day. You were up by 11 points, and you did not run the ball once until you got into the red zone after that Jeffrey PI. That is borderline insane. Like, it'd be one thing if you just couldn't run the ball at all. I could totally understand that. Adams was actually running the ball pretty well in that game. We didn't see Adams in the second half.
Nope.
So these are things with Doug Peterson, and I called him to the show before, and I said, their run-pass ratio, he at times just ignores it, and you can't do it in that situation. One of the plays was a sack because Carolina knew you weren't going to run.
Lance, I think you're on to something, man. Thanks for the phone call. Joe, we've talked about, I think, the balance between the run and the pass weekly.
44-21, dropbacks to rushes.
It's not great. It's not the worst thing on the planet this week, but still, you'd like to see that closer to 30 total rushes, right?
Especially at 3rd-and-2. Do something there that other than the plays you called or the plays you tried to execute. You know, those are the ones you have a hard time getting over, and you look back at the end of the year when you needed an extra win to maybe capture the division or maybe capture a home game. You know, and again, playoffs. I mean, we shouldn't even be talking about playoffs, but I'm just saying, you look back at the Tennessee game, and you certainly look back at this game and just, you know, wonder what could have been.
Well, I think I'm having issues understanding the quarterback sneak philosophy that the Eagles deploy, because it seems like the quarterback sneak is not an option unless it's 3rd down or 4th down and 1.
He said that before.
Right?
He said that before. It has to be inside the 1.
But then, at least in ones that I've seen, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, Wentz seems to get like 2.5
yards. Yeah, 2.5 yards.
You know what
I
mean?
Exactly,
so, you have some margin for error to play with in there.
Yeah, the one time today he did get stuffed after they tried to do it back-to-back. But you're right. You know, oftentimes they ended up getting 2.5 yards, so why not try it there on 3rd-and-2?
Knowing that you got to go for it on 4th down
sure,
anyway.
It's exactly right. If you don't get it on the first down, but you gain a yard, yard and a half, then you got 6 inches or 18 inches.
Right.
Incredible.
Just thinking out loud. And I know that it doesn't help now. I know that it's not going to make anybody feel better. I know that you watch the defense surrender leads over and over and over again. I'm sorry. Football games just happen that way sometimes. It's a game of runs. And unfortunately, you can't let a team, for any comeback to happen, it's not just the defense surrendering leads, unless it's like one score late in the fourth quarter. That means that the offense has not been scoring at all, or not possessing the ball, or doing anything. And that's been a huge issue in each of the Eagles' losses. It's play calling, it's execution. Doug Peterson wasn't too shy about throwing players under the bus either. Hey, it's a players' league. They got to go out and do what they need to do, and they didn't do it.
No, he absolutely did. And I like that. You know, I'm okay with that. I hated Andy Reid when he covered for everybody. You know, call it like it is. You know, it's what the manager for that pinstripe team doesn't do. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So, you know, I'm okay with that. But he's got to take some of the, you know, blame for that as well, along with, you know, Jim Schwartz. And everyone has a piece of it, except for Zach Ertz. He had a great game. And I thought Alshon Jeffrey had a great game.
Those guys have no pieces.
No pieces of this loss. They were tremendous today.
610-632-0975. It is the Fanatic postgame show. Don't go anywhere.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Scores! Wayne Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly, like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Are you finding that your country club is stuffy, uninviting, and boring? Then you need Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, PA. Unwind and relax, no jacket required, while enjoying beautiful greens. At Spring Mill, you can enjoy all the amenities of a country club, like an athletic club, aquatic center, and new driving range, while enjoying an affordable club with no assessments, no initiation fees, and reasonable dues. Visit SpringMillCountryClub.com. Come see why Spring Mill Country Club is beautiful outside, fun inside, and exclusively for Fanatic listeners. Enjoy Spring Mill as the Fanatic's guest. On October 23rd, it's the Fanatic 9 and Dine. Enjoy 9 holes of golf followed by lunch on the Fanatic. Registration starts at 10 and golf starts at 11. Space is extremely limited, so go to 975thefanatic.com to reserve your spot. This is a great opportunity to check out this gorgeous private course and enjoy lunch. The Fanatic will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 p.m. And after your round, enjoy lunch at Judd's and Jackson's, the restaurant open to the public at Spring Mill Country Club.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit StitchFix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at StitchFix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at StitchFix.com/Philly.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The World Bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Ram Power Days are here this fall. But the weather and leaves aren't all that are changing right now. More people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Like the all-new Ram 1500 with its available legendary Hemi engine. And Ram 3500 with best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing. With features like these, it's no wonder Ram trucks keep muscling their way past the competition. During Ram Power Days, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, when properly equipped, class based on 350, 3500 pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 11-4-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-31-18.
Tune into the Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vesinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home. Locations at PennHeart.org.
Let's go!
For Zetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
On second and goal. Touchdown! Dallas Goedert!
That felt like a stepping on the throat moment. For me, I always thought Carolina probably didn't have comeback potential, the ability to get chunk yardage and things like that. You go up by two scores and you end up taking care of business. Certainly three scores, I thought that would have been game over. Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with you on 97.5, The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli is producing. You can catch up with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti, at Joe Stazak 975. Obviously, Joe, that ended up to not be the case.
No, it didn't. And the Eagles controlled the game. Most of the game. They controlled the game in the 17-point lead and the touchdown to Goddard. It felt like a, you know, put your foot on the throat and, you know, drive through the windpipe and all that kind of good stuff. That's why I got to give credit to Carolina. They weren't deflated. They just ran their offense. And, you know, again, think about trying to come back from 17 down. You need three scores, basically. And they got one, and then he missed the extra points, so now they're, you know, it's not quite a touchdown with the extra point, 17-6. They needed the conversion as well. See, remember, they got the conversion. They don't get that conversion, the Eagles can kick a field goal there at the end of the game. So that was huge.
Right.
That conversion was huge. And they did everything right. They did everything right. And they got a break when Jalen Mills fell down, and, you know, Newton did a nice job. You called it like Tim Tebow, the jump pass. That's what it looked like. You're right.
He just threw it. Oh, I'm getting hit. I got to get this out of there somehow.
And, you know, and again, not only did he catch the ball, you know, in front of the sticks, he ran another 28 yards.
Oh, of course he did.
Killer. Just a killer.
Let's go to Stefan and Aston. What's happening, Stefan?
How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Stefan.
I want to talk about Carson Wentz on the last drive. I don't know what he's looking at going to Jeff double covers when he had Wendell Small on the outside. Why?
I don't think Wentz had a bad game. That's the one he had to have. He had to have that one back for sure.
When he came in at Carson, he couldn't. I mean, yeah, Wendell Small, would he get the first down and your first and goal, and you know you can make a good drive. And he had that big play with Alshon, and then I don't know where he was throwing the ball. I guess he overthrew Ertz right to the defender. I mean. You got a
that was a horrible
there.
Pass. Horrible pass and should have been a pick.
Yeah, right there and he capitalized.
Oh, man, you're breaking up, but I hear your point. I thought that Wentz, say that was a good throw you want to Alshon Jeffrey that got the flag. I think if it was a perfect on-the-money throw, Alshon Jeffrey's catching it and going to the house.
Sure.
Had to slow down a little bit for it. I thought Wentz was off the last drive. That's not an indictment of him for the entire game. I thought it was lights out. We were talking about MVP standards. I still think that he's going to end up being in the MVP conversation.
133 rating in the first half. He was great until the last two drives. So let me ask you this, Joe Torti, because I mentioned he was 2 of 6 dropbacks from the last two drives where they needed first down, mm-hmm. and they needed a touchdown for 4 yards outside of the 48-yard pass interference goal. Would you call it a choke? Did Carson Wentz choke?
Wentz did.
I agree.
But he was not the only one.
No.
Did we say
not
that?
Not at all. Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
But he was not excluded. Like I said, two people were blameless. Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz.
Blameless.
I agree.
Everybody else, and I'm sure that there are offensive linemen and defensive linemen that I'm not mentioning, but of the usual suspects, those are the only two that are blameless. Wentz had a pretty spotless game. His spots came in enormous times of the game. Enormous times. And that's why you look at like Wendell Smallwood for 2 yards. Carson Wentz, you know him. He's going to look at the film and he's going to circle him immediately and be like, yep, that's the throw right there. That's it. And then, you know, move on. It doesn't take away the fact that was a choke. Absolutely was.
They controlled the ball in the first quarter and second quarter, and I remember two plays. They only were up 10-0 at the half, which isn't a ton of points in the National Football League. Two plays. They were both Wendell Smallwood, huge runs, huge runs. One got called back because of a Jason Peters chop block, and the other one where they got down inside the 20 on like a 26-yard run, Brandon Brooks was called for holding. So you put up points, you left points on the table there. You left points on the table because of two penalties. Again, you know, they weren't egregious today in the penalty category, but those two really hurt them.
They really did. Absolutely right. Let's go to Drew in Westchester next. What's happening, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, the games they could have won, but I'm talking about the games that they almost lost. I mean, we could easily be 1-6 here instead of 3-4. I mean, just as easily as we could be 7-0.
Fair point. You're right.
It almost comes down to complete game management. You know, it's like we can do so good for so long, but we just don't know how to close it out. And even when we did close it out a few times, it was, you know, by the skin of our teeth.
It was. Atlanta was, and Indianapolis was. Came down to the last play.
Right, you know, so it's like this season could be going, you know, it could be going any which way right now.
Well, the margin for error, and Drew, good stuff, is so small. For example, a perfect example right now, Tyler Zuli came in before the post-game show started, and we were looking at the Browns game, and the Browns lost to Tampa Bay by 3 points in overtime. And he said, they are so close to being, like, good.
Yeah.
Or, like, an acceptable team.
That's exactly right.
You poll people in the NFL right now, they'd be like, yeah, they look better, but they still stink. The difference is you can't win games. So at some point, like, the eye test doesn't get the job done in terms of determining, oh, this is a good team that's going to start getting things turned around. It's getting to the point, Joe, where at 3-4, the sample size is large enough to know that they're a 3-4 team.
Absolutely. They deserve to be 3-4. They are what their record says they are.
Now, they could be, like you said, they could be 1-6.
Sure.
They could be,
worse.
You know, 7-1.
Could be 5-2.
Right. But they are what they are.
They are what they are. And that's about, if you look at a team that's 3-4, you're looking at a team that's below average, and they've played like that this year. You know, every game except for the Giants game has been like this, and a couple times they came out on top, a couple times they didn't.
610-632-0975. Mike in Flower Town is next. Mike, you're on the postgame show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Michael.
Everything's good?
Oh, yeah. It's grand.
Not so much.
But I believe this whole game was like, you know, it's all on Carson Wentz because, you know, he played a great game for the first three quarters with Jeffries and Ertz. And then what happened? In the fourth quarter, he just fell apart. Carson has to learn how to finish, you know. And when he does that, then they'll be better.
Well, Mike, everything that you said, Mike, I could easily switch Carson Wentz for the defense, and it would have been just as true. The defense played a good game for three quarters, and then they didn't finish, and they fell apart, and everything else.
And
so, like, it's hard for me to just put it on Wentz, though, is my point.
No, I'm putting on, and it's not even Dougie, because Dougie Peterson, he gives Carson Wentz the privilege, and that's a privilege, to call out different plays.
Yeah, he does, Mike. Thanks for the phone call, man. He gives him the ability to check at the line and everything else. Look, check all you want. Carson Wentz has a microphone. He has a headset, right? You're the head coach of the football team. You can like your quarterback as much as you want. You get the ball with 4 minutes left. Carson, we need to, I don't think Doug would be afraid to do this. We need to chew clock here. You need to run. Do not pass the ball. Do not check to a pass. We need to run the ball. I feel like that's not out of the realm of possibility for a head coach to do.
No, right? Not at all. No, I totally agree. And it's a shame. He played well. He's been playing well all year. Should he be in the MVP conversation? Yes, I believe before today he should be. And today, for most of the day, his numbers were good. But, you know, unfortunately, you gotta hang a choke collar on him. It's a shame.
It's like I said.
It's not just him. The whole team choked.
Clearly. But that was a big play, not hitting Wendell Smallwood and living to fight another day with two more timeouts and everything. It's not like it's a last gasp thing where you're scrambling and trying to get everybody up to the line and there's people screaming, miscommunication. That's where you could see things like that going sideways and just being like, you know what, I got to try to win this on one play.
Chasing plays.
That's what Doug Peterson called it, chasing plays. Let's go to Donald in Lansdowne. Donald, you're on with Joe and Joe.
Oh, okay, I was going to bring something up, but I changed my mind because of the last caller. Okay, first of all, that last call that just called in, he was absolutely correct. Wentz was having a great game, but you have to take the ball out of his hands in the last minute of the game. You have players on the field that can make plays by running the ball, okay? They did not run the ball. They got all the way down there. It was 3rd and 2. They should have picked up the first down because they had plenty of time. No, because Wentz was having a good game, Peterson wanted Wentz to win the game. You have to utilize the rest of the players on the field. And as far as running back by committee, it's a joke if you're only using 2 running backs and they only gained 58 yards total rush. I mean, that's a joke. Running back by committee, you have to use all 3 running backs. And Josh Adams, again, I think this is the 2nd time this year where he averaged more yards per carry. And
where is he?
On the bench?
Well,
Douglas? Where's Rasul Douglas when Darby gave up that play? They need to trade Darby. They need to trade Nick Foles and bring in David Johnson and maybe that corner from the Cardinals and bring him in here at the end of the month.
Donald, I hear you, man. They said that neither of those guys are going anywhere. They just gave David Johnson a new deal. Patrick Peterson actually would be an intriguing name, but the owner came out and said, yeah, that won't be happening either.
Right.
So,
right.
Help's not coming there. There might be help out there, but...
You think?
There might be help out there, sure. So I think the problem that we've had is with these trades, we keep swinging for the fences. And it's like,
exactly. Maybe
Antonio
That's
Brown will be available.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we need defensive line help. Do you think Khalil Mack might
flip him?
But so people are like, oh, I don't want to talk about this guy. I don't want to talk about it. That's why I brought up Demaryius Thomas, because like a guy who's kind of been injured and is on the downside of his career, and I would argue can still help you more than Jordan Matthews. Like, those are the guys that you need to be targeting, like upgrades. However, like I said, Demaryius Thomas, Le'Veon Bell, whoever you want to look at as realistic or unrealistic possibilities, they're not going to get you stops on 4th down and 10 and 4th down and 15.
No, they're not.
Defense needs help.
Defense needs help. Defense needs serious help. Help.
Where's it come from? Is it internal? Is it play calling? How do you get it done?
I think it's both, you know, and I think it's, you know, a lot of it's personnel for whatever reason, because on paper, they should be better than last year. But again, you called it. It looked like they ran out of gas. They just didn't make it to the finish line, the defensive line. And for all their rotation and their healthy and fresh players and fresh legs, you know, they just couldn't get it done when they needed to get it done. No sacks in the 2nd half, 2 in the 1st half, and they needed to put pressure on Newton. He carved them up.
He's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torti. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Fanatic Postgame Show.
97.5, the Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Sal Pal.
In the NFL right now, it's a record-setting pace for touchdown passes.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
can.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you buy a car from Conkerville Subaru, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2019 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy the popular Impreza Outback or Legacy for just 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before October 31st for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Conkerville Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get fast, reliable internet. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get any internet speed. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a 3-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now, and NV Real Estate Academy will also give you 4 free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, 7 Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free, just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point. Send us a signal and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone!
We're really good at this.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Is it finally time for that man cave? A couch and a game console doesn't cut it. For over 36 years, the Royal Billiard and Recreation Team has been customizing man caves, game rooms, dens, and more for our pro athletes and us. We deserve it. And right now, they've got this amazing offer. 12 months of 0% financing. Get your game room ready for the holidays and family time. Royal Billiard and Recreation has what you need and more. It's your man cave source. Visit their showroom on 309 in Hatfield or at royalbilliard.com.
Tune into The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vesinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home, locations at PennHeart.org.
The Vesinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be trouble when that happened. When they got Christian McCaffrey and then they got Curtis Samuel, who's like the same dude, Ohio State version. I'm like, oh, okay, great. This is what's cooking in Carolina right now. And the Panthers used every trick in their bag in the second half to climb back in. I'm watching them punt in go-for-it situations in the first half.
Right.
I'm thinking, this team's done. This
right.
team's
They're
folding
cooked.
Like a tent.
They're cooked. You know, they went conservative at times when I agree with you. Some penalties hurt them. In the punting, when they had an opportunity to kick a field goal, two illegal procedure penalties in a row. The whole thing swung so quickly. The momentum swung so quickly, and next thing you know, in 16 minutes, they're down in the ball game, and now the pressure's on them. I got to tip my hat to Carolina. They looked defeated. They looked deflated. They weren't doing anything. They couldn't do anything right. They couldn't move the football. You know, the Eagles were chewing up a lot of clock and long drives, and all of a sudden, that one drive, they got sparked with the reverse, and I thought the same thing. And then they missed the extra point. I'm like, Graham Gano is 25 straight field goals. He misses an extra point. I'm thinking, all right, well, that's not as bad as, you know, a touchdown. And that's, again, another mistake that they made. They have no shot in this game. They have no shot. You cannot blow a 17-point lead if you're the Eagles. They'll move the ball. They'll, you know, move the chains a little bit, you know, chew up some clock because they've been doing it all game. They were doing it all game.
They were.
They were doing it all game.
Yep.
And they didn't all result in touchdowns or field goals, but they moved the ball very well today. And they just couldn't get it done when they had an opportunity to. And I mentioned it, and you know, six dropbacks, two completions for 4 yards on the last two drives.
That's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torti. We're here on the Fanatic Post Game Show. It's 21-17, the Panthers with the win over the Eagles. I've been on the record of saying this before, and I got roasted for it. Just, oh, man, you're anti-fun, Philly special. I don't particularly like trick plays for good teams. I think if you're a good team, you don't need plays in order to make something happen. However, at 3-4, when you're in the middle of watching a lead evaporate, you get the ball with 4 minutes left or whatever, or even on the possession before that, before the Panthers cut it to one score. How about a wide receiver pass? How about something? When I thought that it was a very important question before we get back to the phones, an important question that a reporter asked Doug Peterson is, when you feel momentum swinging, does that change the way that you could? And he said, I didn't think we needed to get more aggressive or do anything or whatever. I couldn't disagree more.
Disagree.
You got to do something to
completely.
Shake it up.
Yeah, I love the way you think. You know, a trick play that's coming that, you know, you're not expecting to kind of give you some energy, give you a burst, you know. Because most of the time, those wide receiver passes work. You know, they bite. The defense bites on the screen pass, and
right.
boom, you got a guy a couple yards behind the last defender. You know, and the way they run those plays and the way they design them, they're designed to work at critical times and, you know, various times during the game. And I would have even taken something on 3rd-and-2 or 4th-and-2 there. You know, maybe not the Philly special, but something safe. It would get you 2 yards. There's
right.
something on that, you know, that plastic sheet he's looking at. 3rd-and-2, 4th-and-2. It certainly wasn't a pass deep into the end zone. And then I don't know what the last play was going to be or looked like it was going to be. It was strip sack.
It was doomed.
You know, just get the ball out at least. You know, the pocket is collapsing. You have no shot if you don't get the ball out of your hands.
To bring up a point earlier in the game, Cam Newton just chucked it. As he was getting sacked.
Just chucked it
on 4th
exactly
and 10.
Right.
Because he knew that you're dead if you don't.
You're dead. Game's over. He doesn't get that. Game's over. The game is over on that play.
Let's go to Mike in Westchester on the phones. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Joe?
I'm
How
Mike.
You doing?
Hey, you know, I got Doug Peterson. He's done a pathetically bad job of coaching this year. And I was expecting to see him have some kind of continuity coming after the win of the Giants. But it tells you that what they didn't, because the Giants are garbage. And everyone's, oh, everything's all rosy now. The Eagles are back. No, they're not back. Because you changed the entire play calling. And when they gave out that touchdown, that play, offensive play calling was absolutely pathetic by Peterson. You go 3-and-out after you gave momentum right back to him. You could take it back if you run the ball down the field or get a few first downs.
Yep.
He didn't. And I gotta say though, one guy wants to let Jim Schwartz go, but I don't understand why there's no press coverage. If you don't have a press cover corner, go the hell out. And get it, Howard. Get off your ass and get this team what they need to succeed. If you don't...
Well, you know, thanks for the phone call, Mike. Here's what I'll say. if you're Howie Roseman, I think that you're in a difficult position. People don't want to hear this because Howie Roseman gets paid so much. If you're Howie, think about it from this perspective. You're like, I just built this team last year. This team won the Super Bowl. It's like when your parents, you know, or whatever, or your kids in some cases, you know, you leave. I was gone for 5 minutes and you wrecked the house. What happened? I turned around. I was gone for 5 minutes. That's what it feels like.
It does feel like that.
Okay. Honest question. Is the loss of Patrick Robinson, Jay Ajayi, and LeGarrette Blount, is it that big? And Torrey Smith? Like, those are the four, like, key losses.
I'd say no to Torrey Smith. No to Patrick Robinson. I think Ajayi and Blount.
Big losses.
Hurt these teams.
Right?
Hurt this team.
Lost to the point where you go from being the best team in the NFL to a 3-4 football team? Like, that's what I'm... If you're Howie, like, where do you even go? Like, hey, these corners were good enough to do it last year.
Exactly.
What happened?
Here's the thing, and I'm starting to get a little concerned that everyone keeps saying that this team's a lock to win the division, they're going to get it right, they should at least be... Listen, Washington beat the Packers this year, they beat Carolina, the Cowboys are coming. They're not great teams, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's a lock to win the division. I don't. I think they are the best team in the division, certainly on paper, but they're a sub-500 team, and they're playing like it. They deserve to be 3-4, so... I wouldn't, totally go all in on winning this division. You know, I hear people, last caller talked about, yeah, they won't get a home playoff game. Playoffs? You know, I go back to that. Don't talk about playoffs. I mean, what are
playoffs?
Thank you.
But you know what? It's last year, and people were like, oh, I don't agree with this. But by week 10 of last year, the Eagles were so far and away the best team in the NFL, it wasn't even right. And that was the first time that they had a quote-unquote easy time against the division in forever. And they still had to have the Alshon Jeffrey play against the Giants to set up the Jake Elliott 63-yarder and everything else, right? Other than that, it's always been nip and tuck with the division. So you're telling me that, oh, it's no problem. This team's just going to go 5-1 in the division?
That's like, my point.
Really?
I mean, the Giants aren't a good football team. Eli usually plays well against them. It's a division game. Skins are okay. I mean, they're an okay football
team.
Not
bad. And Dallas is coming on, like you said.
And that's what the Eagles are. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Eagles are in the same boat. So I wouldn't, again, go all in on just, they'll, get up off the mat and win the division and then we'll figure things out. No. I mean, I don't know where we're getting that from. It's just like, how is everyone feeling comfortable after one giant, victory against a very bad team who played very poorly on Thursday night? I didn't think they were back. I needed to see more. And even if they had hung on to win this game, to me, they didn't look back. They didn't look back. They just didn't.
Fair assessment. Carolina moves to 4-2, 21-17 over the Eagles, who dropped to 3-4. He's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torti. More of your phone calls next. The Fanatic postgame show rolls on.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. For the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe. Two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Gotjunk.com.
Well, I'm here with Jeff Schweitzer, CEO of Univest Bank. You know, as consumers, we love convenience and instant service. In fact, we're addicted to it. Now, Jeff, I would think this is also impacting the business world.
Absolutely, Mike. And I would say even more so today because the pace of business isn't slowing down. Business owners are time-starved and looking for simplification to be more competitive.
What are some ways the Univest is helping your business clients in this area?
By providing advice and solutions to help business owners achieve their financial dreams efficiently with one financial provider. Whether they're looking at loans for expansion, cash management solutions, insurance to protect their employees or business, or creating an effective retirement plan, they can get it all at Univest.
Well, that says it all. For business insights in banking, insurance, and investment solutions, contact Univest today. Univest Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Opportunity, and SBA Preferred Lender. Products offered through Univest Insurance Incorporated are not FDIC insured, not deposits of or bank guaranteed.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live as he returns to Poppy's Italian Restaurant Tuesday, October 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppiesrestaurant.com. The Sal Palantonio Football Hour live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant Tuesday, October 23rd, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter, so make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel, ride down to the game with free lift credits, and chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. When you buy a car from Conkerville Nissan, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. All 2018 Nissans must be sold this month. Get 0% financing on all 2018 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan with all the cool features you desire for an affordable price. Need a Nissan truck for commercial use or just fun? Check out the Nissan Titan, which comes with America's best truck warranty. 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Also, the 2019 Nissans are arriving daily, including the totally redesigned Altima. Check inventory, deals, and financing at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Seal the deal with the drive before, really the two drives before. We just didn't do it. So, you know, when you're on the field at the end like that with a shot, ball's in your hand, and then you don't win, it's frustrating.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's also frustrating when you think you only have one more chance, and you don't. You have to put the quarter in the machine. You get four more chances.
Mm-hmm. Four more tries.
Joe Stazak, Joe Torrey here with you on the Fanatic. Let's get back to the phones because I want to take a look at what Carson Wentz says and what he thinks about the way that the game ended because I think that's important, but I don't know how you explain away what happened. Let's go to Scott in Barrington. Hey, Scott.
Brother Joe and Brother Joe Law Firm. What's going on?
What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
There was some point, even my lady, I'm not saying she's done by all means, but there was some place she was like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. So when she said, I was like, wow. But anyway, I think my turning point, I don't do the blame game, but seeing like we are, why did Darby bite on that first move? Didn't we have enough of that from Jalen Mills? He bit on the first move.
He got just toasted.
I just don't understand. Like, how you're professional players. You are professional players in the NFL. And okay, let's get off of that. But let me ask you, fellas, thanks for taking my call. Be safe. God bless. Be safe going home. My question to you is, do you think we would have won the game if we would have brought some outside help? Listen to answer for us. Fellas, peace.
Outside help. Thanks, Scott.
I'm sorry. What was the last part of his question? Outside help for what?
Do you think the Eagles would have won the game if they would have brought in some outside help?
Well, who are we talking?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you have to figure out who we're talking about. Then the answer will, you know, be a little clearer. They could certainly use help. Defensive tackle, they're down one. Sidney Jones is banged up, and they're banged up at running back. You know, those are three important positions.
They're still banged up at wide receiver.
You're right.
They're banged up all over the place. But here's the thing. I don't consider, and maybe I'm just naive, I don't consider their injury situation worse than it was last year.
It was terrible last year.
When you miss your middle linebacker, left tackle, quarterback, just on and on and on. All the most important positions that you have.
You had a Hall of Famer last year in Jason Peters out. You had a borderline Hall of Famer in Darren Sproles out. You have a potentially future Hall of Famer in Carson Wentz out. You had Jordan Hicks, your best, you know, playmaker on defense, out. You know, and the fact that they did what they did is amazing. But you're right. It wasn't. This year's not worse than last year. Last year was much worse, and they got it done. So, you know, I don't want to hear injuries as an excuse. Every team has injuries. You know, you gotta next man up it.
I got torched. I was sitting in this very space when I said that I had questions about how the Eagles follow up last season's performance because of how motivated they were. And so Doug Peterson talking about during his press conference, nobody believed in us. You're a year late on that, Doug. Last year, right. Nobody believed that this team
correct.
Was going to do everything.
Yeah.
This year, last I checked, they were still at the top of like every team's power, every place's power rankings like 2 weeks ago. They were in like the top three.
And listen, a team hasn't repeated since 2004. A lot of folks have them repeating this year.
Right. So I don't think that, I think that rings hollow.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Kevin Garnett saying that anything is possible.
Yeah.
And with the Celtics, when you put together three Hall of Famers on the team, anything's possible. Like, that's the nobody believes in us thing. It rings so hollow, and it didn't sound good when Doug said it today.
It didn't sound good. It was a bad look for Doug Peterson today. And he sounded, you know, he's done press conferences after bad losses before. He sounded beaten today. He just sounded deflated.
Like a party balloon with like half the air left.
Absolutely. You know those ones that are still floating to try to get up to the ceiling, but not quite, and then
right.
You tap them, and then they
down.
Kind of they go down, and then slowly they come back up. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly right.
Let's go to Dan in Collegeville. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, so I have a theory on what's going on with the Eagles. I just need you guys to bear with me.
Okay.
So it all started back on, I think, Thursday or Friday when Camus Grugier-Hill was on the South Powell Football Hour.
Yes.
He said something that stuck with me about the reason why that they were losing, and he said he believes that, you know, they kind of just think that they're going to win and that, you know, they just have that mentality from last year that they were so good, you know, that they can just go over these teams. So them having that mentality, them steamrolling the Giants last week, right? 34-13 or whatever the score was.
Right.
Going into this week, it seemed like anything they did last week worked. And then today I was at the game and it just seemed like everything they were doing worked. You know, running the ball was working. Carson Wentz going into the fourth quarter, he was like 23-27.
He's out of his mind.
That's exactly what he was.
Yeah. So everything they were doing was working. So in their minds, they're like, all right, we're back to our old selves. You know, last week we had a really good game. This week we're playing really well. And then the coaches are like, all right, no matter what play call we're calling on offense or defense, it's working. So why change it up? No matter, even when the momentum switched, they were still calling the same kind of game. And the thing that scared me was right after Dallas Goedert's touchdown on the kickoff. You know, having the music going, all the players on the kickoff, they were dancing.
Yep.
They were dancing. You know, they were showing that they were having fun, which is good. But I think they turned that mindset to, oh, there's no way we can lose this game. We don't have to continue to play our hearts out.
Dan, I don't know if you're right for sure, but I love your theory. Thanks for the phone call, man.
It's a good theory.
I from the eye test perspective, that all adds up to me, 100%.
I agree.
You knew it was going to be tough for an encore performance, but to think, all right, we turn the corner, it's all downhill from here, you know, underdogs 2.0, here we are. It was a far cry from that.
Far cry from that. You know, again, they can't just, you know, snap up the chin strap and go out and, you know, it's nice to expect to win and be confident, but you actually have to go do it. You actually have to go do it, and the other team gets paid too, and you know, it's a 60-minute game. You got to play the full 60. That's what they do around here. They play the full 60 minutes, and they played, you know, they played 45 today.
One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Grab that while you can. We're going to get some tweets in as well in just a second. But first, we go to Jimmy in Phoenixville. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, fellas. You're doing a great job, as always.
Thanks, you.
Jimmy.
And earlier, you made, an hour ago, you made an analogy about playing golf and course management and game management.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing golf with a bunch of guys. We heard 17-0 when we got done. We came in and watched the second half. Who was managing the team? I really think Doug Peterson misses Frank Reich.
Agreed.
A really good, brilliant offensive balance, because Mike Groh is, I think he's a little wet behind his ears trying to do this, but, you know, the defense we know is weak. It's porous in a secondary. So what do you get? You got to score a lot of points. He should just tell everybody, we got to score 30 points, guys, because our defense can hold up in the fourth quarter. That's one of my opinions. One last opinion.
Sure.
They got to throw the ball downfield to open up the defense. Look what happened when they threw it down and they got the penalty on Alshon.
Yep.
I mean, you put Shelton Gibson there. Just fly downfield, throw the ball out of bounds. Open up the defense. It's like second grade football. I'm sorry, but that's eight guys were all saying the same thing. And thanks for doing a great job, and thanks for letting me put my two cents in.
Yeah, you got thanks, it, Jimmy. Jimmy. You know what it was? It is, and I've made this mistake more than once, and I'll make this mistake again. You hit the ball into the bunker. That's when Carolina is starting to come back. And then you try to carry the next bunker from the bunker to make it to the green instead of hitting out somewhere in
sure,
the fairway.
Playing it safe.
Playing it safe. Doing what you have to do. Going for it all. Taking big. Now, I think that the Eagles do need to take more deep shots. But I thought that their selection of shot plays versus clock control was brutal today.
Brutal. No, I totally agree. You know, I just think that I agree with Jimmy. I think they miss Frank Reich. I really do. I mean, I last year I thought it was a creative offense. It certainly was more fluid. They moved up and down the field with a lot quicker pace. And they don't do that this year. These are long drives they're putting together. Great. Chew up some clock. They have to result in scores, though. They were 2-4 in the red zone today. 50%, not going to cut it. And they didn't score enough points to put Carolina away. They had opportunities to do that. You got to put a team away. You know, 17 points doesn't always get it done, and it didn't today.
This is going to sound like it's an insult to Doug Peterson, and I don't mean it to be an insult to Doug Peterson. But what it looks like now, sans Frank Reich, with no Frank Reich in the offense, it looks like someone was studying the Eagles last year. And this is like a passable imitation of what their offense looked like last year. Like all the parts are there and things like that, but it wasn't the same hands-on game plan. It wasn't the same execution. It wasn't the same timing. It looks like, oh yeah, this is like the Eagles offense, except that it looks like someone's imitating it and trying to like put it back out there, and it's not the original.
It's not the original. No, you're right. And I, again, don't underestimate the loss of John DeFilippo and Frank Reich. I thought his contribution with the game plan, it seemed just a lot more consistent, a lot more balanced, and I thought it was a lot more creative last year. I don't see a lot of creativity this year with some of the things they do. Once in a while, you see a nice sequence. I say, oh, that was a good play. I like how they ran this here and this situation, because they talk about situational football, but it's not like last year. You're right. It's like diet game plan from last year.
So the play that everyone wants to talk about with Carson Wentz, Joe, is the one that he threw to Alshon Jeffrey double covered. That is the play where Wendell Smallwood was open in the flat. Yes, we're in agreement about this?
Yes.
Okay. Carson Wentz responded to what he was thinking during that play.
I mean, I was just trying to give him a shot to make a play. I got to get the ball up higher if I'm going to do that. And again, I got to see the tape. There might have been another guy open.
You think? Oh, what's that? You're going to shoehorn that in the end?
You think? How about that, huh? I don't know. Someone must have told him. I don't know.
Had to have told him.
Someone had to have told him, or maybe Smallwood came back and said, "Brah, wide open." Or someone gave him the iPad and he looked at it, you know, right away and said, "Because you're right. He tried to shoehorn that in at the end,
very last second, just slided it almost on the exhale."
Yeah,
just,
that's exactly right. That's what he did.
Carson, we expect better from you there, man.
Yeah, man, I'm disappointed because he had such a great game up until then, and then sputtered.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And again, I believe it was a choke by the whole team, but Carson choked too.
That was a visible choke.
Visible choke.
Ramin in West Philly. What's happening, Ramin?
Yeah, how y'all doing, fellas?
Hi, Ramin.
Listen, I got two things, right? I mean, I really agree with Frank Wright, man, he's moving on. I think that it is, right? But I heard you say earlier, right? We averaged 30 points a game last year, right?
Yeah, just under 30.
Right? That automatically helps your defense. I'm thinking the two alpha running backs that we had in Blunt and Ajayi, right? That kills us. Because I'm saying the whole burden is not only on Carson now. We got the capable running backs that give me the ball. I know these guys can get 3, 4, 5 yards. I remember last year looking at the games is that we closed out games just running the ball in the fourth. Right? Just running the ball. We don't even do that at all this time this year. Right? And then the second thing, I understand that, you know, you say Carson, he missed the guy on the flat. That happens. But that's one play. But how many plays the defense had on having the whole fourth quarter? What they had, like 30 plays, 20 plays, something like that?
Absolutely.
The fourth quarter. Like, I'm not going to place the blame on Carson. Yeah, the guy was open in the flat. We all seen it. But come on, when you up 17-0, we ain't talking about we ain't considered a mediocre team. We 17-0 up in the fourth. It was no way we supposed to lost that game. Defense alone, whether Carson missed that pass or not, we never was supposed to be in that position. We gotta start looking at, like, once again, it just seems like to me, right? Jaylen Brown always around, 4th and 10. He somehow slipped. It just seems like he's just always around. Brown wins, though. He don't make the plays. Like, the defense is horrible, man. Like, sometimes, like I heard a caller say, you got to start looking at the defensive coordinator. Got to start looking, because we keep getting Dan Pitt in these bad situations. Wins, though, you hurting us. They hurting us. The defense hurting us. I'm blaming it. Listen, I'm a firm believer. I don't want to get, you know what I'm saying, like, take nothing away from what Carson did. He might have missed that open man. But, you know, stuff like that happened. I seen Aaron Rodgers, that happened to Aaron Rodgers and everybody else. I seen, what's the guy name in Kansas City? He had a
Mahomes
bad game against New England, right? You know, that stuff happened. But when your defense, when you do what you can do offensively and you up 17-0 and you consider the good team, I'm talking about Super Bowl. We defending Super Bowl champs. We don't look at it like, oh, we're going to lose this game. I understand. We was doing that, but I hear people talking about, oh, they was dancing when we was up 17. That's what we did all last year. We did that all last year. We danced and celebrated, and them guys was having fun.
Yep. Ramin, you're right, man. You're absolutely right. It was it's a completely different vibe. You know what? One of my favorite games, it was an underrated game of last year's season when Ramin was talking about, you know, using running backs and running clock. Nobody ever talks about the Chargers game. Nobody ever talks
Chargers
about it.
Chargers game. I knew you were going to go there.
Yep. 26-24 win. The Chargers, what was it? Did the Eagles get the ball back with 6 minutes left?
I thought there was eight.
It were 8 minutes left.
Yep.
And the Chargers had to reasonably think, we're down two. We hold the Eagles to a field goal here. Phillip Rivers is going to come in and do some Phillip Rivers stuff.
Sure.
And we're going to win this game.
Sure.
They never got the ball back.
Never got it back. Here's the thing Raheem was talking about. It should never have come down to the Carson Wentz play on 3rd and 2, 4th and 2. Because the defense collapsed. And they did. But sometimes your franchise quarterback has to bail you out. He just does. I'm sorry. It might sound like a raw deal, but if you're the franchise quarterback, you're making $30 million a year soon, and you're supposed to be in the MVP talk, you got to bail your team out sometimes. You know, and he had an opportunity to do so and came up short.
This is what he said when he was looking at the last two plays. This is what Carson Wentz said he saw.
The fourth down, saw Alshon open across the middle late, and as I stepped up, tried to make the throw, got hit, and the ball came out, and on the play before, I just tried to force one in there that I probably shouldn't have.
And we're getting closer to the actual, like, what happened here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I respect that. I respect that a little bit. I wonder what would have happened on the fourth down.
If
he
got rid of it?
Yeah. If that one gets away,
we'll never
is there
know.
A chance?
We'll never know. I mean, we could check the tape, the 22 on 22 or whatever. Someone's going to watch the tape and say he was open or not open.
Right.
And he was still, you know, it was a tight window or whatnot. But we'll never know because he never got the ball out of his hands. He saw him late. You know, he was late on that throw, you know, and maybe no one got separation early. But, you know, again, you're the franchise guy. You got to bail your team out sometimes.
Joe, I can't speak for you, but even like watching that game here and Tyler and Pat were in here, when the ball was fumbled and hit the ground, I didn't believe it. I was still waiting for some. I was like, there has to be a whistle or a false start or something. Like, so this isn't the way that this
game
ends.
Hard to believe. It was just hard to believe. You know, I'm watching it unfold and saying, yeah, big picture, they can't blow a 17-point lead as they were blowing a 17-point lead.
Like,
I'm saying, wait, no, this doesn't happen. You know, forget about, you know, if you're having a down year or not, or if you're the Browns of last year. It doesn't happen.
But you've earned 17 points through 75% of the game.
Yes.
Like, you've earned that. Like,
you totally earned it.
Get that away.
Carolina had 136 yards, nothing after three quarters. They put up 235 in the fourth. 235.
Tough break.
Tough.
Frustrating.
Yep.
But I would not say this is an unlucky loss. This is one that where the Panthers came in the fourth quarter and
absolutely.
They took it.
They totally did. You know, they're celebrating the Panthers win. They're not criticizing the Eagles down in Charlotte.
No way.
They're talking about what the Panthers did. And you know what? We're killing the Eagles and they deserve to be killed. But great job by Carolina. Great job hanging in there. They didn't go away. They did not go away.
Let's go to Billy in Bucks County next. Billy, you're on the post-game show with Joe Stazak and Joe Torti.
Hey, how you doing, Stinkstack? Second time, long talk.
Thanks, Billy. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good. I'm here to talk about Wentz.
Yep.
I'm done with people not giving him accountability, and I've had enough of it. He played okay, and he had a lot. We don't run the ball enough, and I can agree with that. But at the end of the day, when he's losing the ball in the first quarter, and we're in third and 20, the first drive is going three and out, and then when you come in, and then that was a pick, even though it got reviewed and gave our way. And you have a second chance, and then you hold on the ball and they get a strip sack. I don't get it.
Dude does have a fumbling problem. There's no way around it. Carson Wentz absolutely has a fumbling problem.
He's a fumbler.
He's holding on the ball too long. And yeah, he's so talented, but at the end of the day, he needs to be a leader. I'm waiting for him to be a leader, get this team, and finish it off. I know the defense didn't come in and do their job at 17-0, but at the end of the day, put in 3 points. Maybe not go three and out every single time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you.
Make me believe that this team will win.
At the end of the day,
He doesn't have a Super Bowl ring. At the end of the day, he doesn't have a Super Bowl ring. He's a great, talented quarterback. But do something to prove to me that you are the actual leader of this ball team, huh?
He does have a Super Bowl ring.
He does have a ring. Yeah, I know what he means. You know what he means.
But here's what I'm getting at, right? They're so focused on, and you know, I'm not, once again, I always end up being the fun police. They're focused on doing this, like, free kick touchdown celebration.
Yeah.
And that's where the attention gets. Like, that's what they spent time doing.
They spent time
in
out of
practice.
The week. That's exactly right. They spent time out of the week saying, if we scored, this is what we're going to do.
No, not there. Line up here. Move on. That happened. And Kenny Albert's in the booth. He's talking, do they know that there's 10 seconds left on the play clock?
Yeah, the play clock was running down. Peterson said that last year when he was asked about the electric slide. Remember that? Because I thought that was their best. You know, they were all in sync and it was great. And he's like, yeah, the play clock was running down. That's all I cared about. Get off the field. Get off the field.
This is such a Twilight Zone game.
This is a Twilight Zone post-game show because it was a Twilight Zone game.
I've got Eric Reed trying to fight Malcolm Jenkins before the game. That is the weirdest thing that happens on any given NFL Sunday, is that a safety tries to fight another safety. You always see wide receivers trying to fight defensive backs all the time. No, a safety's trying to fight a safety. That's not even on the Mount Rushmore of weird things that happen in this game.
In this game. Doesn't even make it to the top.
Chris in Williamstown. Hey, Chris.
Hey, you know what? Don't even forget that he tries that him and Zach Ertz got into it, too, and Zach Ertz jumped on him like, you know, I don't know why.
Body slammed Zach Ertz.
Body slammed him.
Yeah. See, it was embarrassing. If it was me, I would have lowered my shoulder pad and speared him like I was in a WWE.
There you go.
You just went after my quarterback. I'm coming after you, you know, your livelihood. I don't care. I'll take the penalty. But that was just, I digress, though, because, gentlemen, there was, and look, the offensive line needs to take some credit, too, because they were not playing as well. Well, I don't think they had played well all season. They've been muttering by, and today was just another instance where, you know, look, yes, I understand Carson missed some plays. He made some bad choices, but, you know, you're doing that under duress because your offensive line can't protect you, and you don't have a solid outside of Corey Clement pass blocker that can, you know, be a running back that can just jump in there and pitch for you. Like, and I'm watching the Dallas Skins game right now, and you know what I see this? And I see this even with Saquon Barkley. I see it with Ezekiel Elliott. I see it with Adrian Peterson. We do not have a dominant back that scares anybody. And that's the problem, because then you guys broke it down. Then you got guys double-teaming Alshon Jeffery and Zach Ertz because they know you got to throw. You are not scared at all of their running game. So that is a huge issue. And, of course, you throw Le'Veon out there. We have to do it at this point, because that's the only way we're going to get defenses to be play legit is to have a running back who scares you and makes you have to game plan for him. Now, if you take him out of the game, that's good for you, but then that means that the passing game is probably going to be open. So that's my offense. Defensively, man, you know what? Yeah, I'm in agreement with all the callers. Jim Schwartz must go. We keep saying, dial up blitzes. They're not doing it. Why? Because they are so bad outside of Malcolm Jenkins, they have to worry about the receivers burning them. So you can't blitz at that point. There's a big problem on this whole team, man. We are living in the last year's Super Bowl. This is the victory lap. No, this is the 2018-2019 season. And we're not going back to the playoffs, gentlemen.
Well, Chris, you might be right. How often does a defensive coordinator get fired? With the mid-season? Kind of number, well, no, with the numbers that the Eagles, that Jim Schwartz has this year.
Oh, he's not getting fired.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's, I know that the non-blitzing is frustrating for a lot of people, but we laid out the numbers. They're not getting torched.
No, they're not. Tampa was the only game where they kind of got torched. By Fitzpatrick, yeah, right? Remember that?
Yeah. That feels like forever ago,
right? That's crazy.
This season's aging me.
One thing Chris said that I wanted to comment on, they do not have an offensive weapon to game plan for if you're a defensive coordinator. They don't. They lack that guy you need to. If they have Le'Veon Bell, yes, you're game planning against Le'Veon Bell. When Sproles was, you know, younger, you game plan. You have to know where he is on the field at all times.
Right.
They don't have a guy like that. They just don't.
Really? You're getting a game plan for Nelson Agholor?
Right.
Jordan Matthews? There is no game plan for Zach Ertz, apparently, because just running wild in the middle of the field.
Panthers aren't that great covering tight ends this year, but Ertz, man, rough shot. Rough shot today.
We're over a break. We'll be right back. More of your phone calls next. It's Stazak and Torty on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. We're the Flyers.
The Fanatic.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like conference calls you can join with one touch without clumsy dial-ins. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get fast, reliable internet. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Are you finding that your country club is stuffy, uninviting, and boring?
Then you need Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, PA. Unwind and relax, no jacket required, while enjoying beautiful greens. At Spring Mill, you can enjoy all the amenities of a country club, like an athletic club, aquatic center, and new driving range, while enjoying an affordable club with no assessments, no initiation fees, and reasonable dues. Visit SpringMillCountryClub.com. Come see why Spring Mill Country Club is beautiful outside, fun inside, and exclusively for Fanatic listeners. Enjoy Spring Mill as the Fanatic's guest. On October 23rd, it's the Fanatic 9 and Dine. Enjoy 9 holes of golf, followed by lunch on the Fanatic. Registration starts at 10 and golf starts at 11. Space is extremely limited, so go to 975thefanatic.com to reserve your spot. This is a great opportunity to check out this gorgeous private course and enjoy lunch. The Fanatic will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 p.m. And after your round, enjoy lunch at Judd's and Jackson's, the restaurant open to the public at Spring Mill Country Club.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 instantly on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sports fans are gearing up and saving big at Fanatics.com, the world's largest collection of officially licensed fan gear. From all the leagues, teams, and players you love, unique one-of-a-kind designs exclusively by Fanatics, and autographed collectibles from today's biggest stars shipped directly to your home. Join Fanatics Rewards for free to earn fan cash on every purchase. Shop now and for a limited time, get free shipping with promo code DEFENSE. Fanatics.com. Officially licensed everything.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatics team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Defensive coordinator Joe Torti, I said this live, would have had zero chance to stop that. Just none. I would have sold out on the quarterback sneak.
Totally.
Looked like that's what the Eagles did. I have no problem with Greg Olsen scoring on that play. But what Kenny Albert just said, sound courtesy of Fox. Touchdown drives, three in a row for the Carolina Panthers. Are they some offensive juggernaut that we didn't know about, Joe Stazak?
They are not. They're not one of those offensive juggernauts that we did not know about. They looked like it in the fourth quarter, you know, and I think the Eagles certainly helped the cause. But, I mean, 235 yards in one quarter. You know, you have a 17-point lead in the National Football League. You know, teams don't give up those kind of leads. At least good teams don't.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up. Two money quotes from Zach Ertz, who did have a very strong game today. Championship teams, like we think we are, do not let these things happen. Pretty simple, right? Yeah. We're letting games slip. We have no business losing. The other thing that he said regarding Carson Wentz was Carson's playing out of his mind. I always say he shouldn't have to feel like he has to carry this football team, but the reality is that he kind of is.
Kind of is carrying this football
the team.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. And he's got to. The way they're playing, he's got to. Certainly offensively, he has to. And he's got to finish. I'm sorry. You know, that's where quarterbacks, you know, make their names for themselves and make their bones. Fourth quarter and overtime. He had two opportunities, two drives. One to chew up clock, the other one to drive the field and win the game. And he had a 48-yard pass interference call that got them down into position, whether they're at the 22-yard line, something like that. Got them into position. They got a break on the overturning of the interception call. Like you said, put a quarter in, four more plays, you know, just, and, you know, I got a text from a buddy of mine. Why didn't they sneak it twice or sneak it once? You mentioned earlier, they always seem to get 2.5 yards on that play.
Every sneak.
Do it twice.
Well, so here's the other thing, and I don't want to have anybody panicking. I'm not making an accusation. I'm just stating a fact. I do not want to see Carson Wentz become Peyton Manning, where he's a guy who's tremendous and will not deliver a clutch play in a big situation for the first 10 years of his career.
Agreed.
But I don't want to see that.
No. You want to stay away from that because, you know, I hear and I, you know, I'm not a Peyton detractor at all, but, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. He was a guy who came up small in big games and everyone talks about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Okay, his numbers are good, but, you know, what do your eyes tell you in big games? You know, he had 8 one-and-dones. 8 one-and-dones.
Done some Peyton Manning research.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're ready to go.
I've had these debates before.
Well, it sounds like you've won a fair number of those. I do not want to see that fate for Carson Wentz. I'm not saying that that is the case. What I am saying is that we have to call a spade here. People calling for Nick Foles, I find that patently ridiculous. However,
ridiculous.
With Carson Wentz, he does have a fumbling problem, and he has not delivered in some moments where the Eagles shouldn't have needed him, but have needed him to carry them to victory. And we've seen some other quarterbacks be able to deliver in those spots.
Yes, some quarterbacks of lesser name.
Certainly.
Than Carson Wentz, you know, and he's got to do that. If he wants to be the guy, and he does, and he should be, and he is, there are times he's going to have to carry this team. Look at the Patriots. Brady has to carry them often.
He almost carried them to a win against a team. The Eagles were... This is real talk. This is not bluster. The Eagles were at least as good in a half as the Patriots were in the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady had 500-plus yards to drag his team to within one.
505 yards.
One possession.
Incredible.
Outrageous.
Just incredible.
Michael and Ewing. What's happening, Michael?
How's it going? I'm from Ewing, and I'm just calling to talk about the Eagles game.
Sure.
Yeah, considering last year, what were we last year at this week? Were we 3-0 last year?
3-0. This is week.
They were 6-1.
Yeah, week 7.
6-1. Yeah. Well, the defense hasn't nearly been playing as well as we should be, and we can't be putting it on Wentz to come to like with this. We're going 17-0 in the fourth quarter, and they have 200 receiving yards from Cam Newton throwing, and like it's terrible. The secondary can't tackle.
No, they can't. But I agree with you, and the defense certainly doesn't get a pass today. But it's not like they've been giving up 30-plus points and they've been losing that way. They've been holding teams to, by and large, 27 or under. And the 27 was against Tampa. That was a weird game.
Yeah, that was awful. That was one of the games ending against Tennessee last week. I mean, they had, what, 3 on the last drive to win the game?
They had three fourth down conversions.
Yep.
Fourth and 15 was the killer.
It's bad. Yeah, you're absolutely right, John. You're seeing the same stuff that we're watching. You're absolutely right. The Tennessee game, 26, that was the second most points surrendered by the Eagles. Other than that, the 23 that the Vikings had, it's been the most. They're not getting gouged. That's why I know that the defense needs to be timely and clutch, but overall it hasn't been bad.
7 of those were a defensive touchdown by Linville Joseph.
There you go.
So they gave up less to the Vikings, a team that can score points. So you're right.
So my question, I guess, that I have is, how do you take Jim Schwartz behind the woodshed and say that the defense is the problem? I don't know that you can, when the offense was averaging 30 points a game a year ago, and they're averaging closer to 20 points a game this year.
You're right. In totality, they don't give up a lot of points. I think he's getting killed because they've had big leads and they've been unable to hold them. They've been unable to get a stop when they needed to get a stop.
And like I said, I'm totally not trying to exonerate them whatsoever, but it's like, what, the Eagles get up 17 points in the fourth quarter and the offense's day is done?
Right.
Like, they just go to the locker room and they're done?
Not.
Like, that's the other issue that I have. So it's just not as one-sided, I think, as some people are trying to make it.
Agreed. So. No, I totally agree.
Let's go to Dan in the Lehigh Valley. Dan, you're on with Joe Stazak and Joe Torti.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, I'm a little bit pissed off. I mean, I just don't get it. This is just not the same team. I mean, I don't get it. When are people going to start calling out the coaches? When are people going to start calling out the coaches? And oh, my God, I'm just so frustrated. I just don't get it. We got to start calling out the coaches, and we're just not the same team as last year. I just don't get it.
You're right, but we've been calling out the coaches, and I think a lot of folks are calling out the coaches, but they're certainly not the same team as last year. They're just not.
No.
They made those plays last year. They made plays when they needed to make plays last year, and they're just not doing it. They're getting outplayed. They're getting outplayed at critical
times, Dan.
In critical games, critical moments. They've come up small.
Do you think it's been a common thread that there's one thing that you can point to that contributes more to these kind of things, or is it, you know, kind of a different way to lose each of the four losses that they've had this year? I know it's putting you on the spot.
No, that's okay. I think the lack of pressure on the quarterback at times when they need to get a stop.
Yep.
You know, they're just not getting home. They didn't get home at all in the second half. And, you know, again, Cam Newton was a former MVP, all right? He's not a slouch. And he did a nice job, both with his legs and his arm. But, you know, they don't have a lot of weapons. DJ Moore, they have Funchess, they have Christian McCaffrey. They don't have a ton of weapons. They should not be going up and down the field on this team in one quarter scoring 21 points. They just shouldn't.
I'm looking at the Eagles' schedule thus far, and I have thought for a while that the Eagles' stats, their rushing defense stats, are fraudulent because I think they're so throw-on-able that teams don't even bother running the ball against the Eagles. Also, there is not a team that played with what you'd call an elite-level running back against the team yet. I'm looking at the Falcons. They had Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. You didn't face Dalvin Cook when you had the Vikings. The Panthers, Cam Newton's an elite-level runner or close to an elite-level runner, but he's not a tailback. They haven't had any really good ground attacks yet coming in and trying to take them on, and teams are still winning.
Sure.
It's crazy.
Because they can take it to the air. And the secondary has gotten exposed this year, but when they are not getting home or getting enough pressure on the opposing quarterback, the defense, a lot of defenses will give up a lot of points and a lot of yards because it's hard to stay with a receiver for more than 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So if you're not getting home and you're giving a quarterback time for the play to develop, to get separation, you know, you're going to look really bad. And the Eagles have done that this year.
More of your phone calls next. Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with you. It's the postgame show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, the rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly, like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at marcus.com.
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get Fast, reliable internet. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get any internet speed. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Good morning, my favorite daughter. Welcome to the Otto Hahn ride share. I'm your driver, Catherine Hahn. If you'd care for a beverage, just open the Stow&Go storage system and you'll find juice boxes and animal crackers.
Mom, not this again.
InRide Entertainment is available with the UConnect Theater. There's games, apps, and all my favorite movies already queued up.
Bored!
Here at Otto Hahn, safety is our top concern. That's why we only drive the Chrysler Pacifica. Here we are. I expect a 5-star review.
The Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Yeah, this is Anthony Gargano, Tropicana Atlantic City. Brewing up more fun this October. Saturday, October 27th. Don't miss Tropicana's ultimate Halloween celebration. Kicking off with the Rocky Horror Picture Show Time Warp Dance on the boardwalk and continues into the night with costume contests, drink specials, and much, much more. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you know how old your water heater is? Most water heaters only last about 10 years, and 70% of all water heaters get replaced in an emergency. That's not exactly convenient. What is convenient is that the Home Depot has the most advanced Rheem water heaters with the latest technology. If yours is about 10 years old, it's time for an upgrade, and time to get a Rheem water heater, peace of mind included. Now that's convenient. Only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
31 seconds on the clock.
Don't do it.
Have the pass knocked away.
No!
Scooped up by Jason Peters for a moment. And then the Panthers fall on it.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's how that went down.
Ouch. We'll never know.
It's like a recurring dream where you know, like, the next bad thing that's going to happen. You're like, I've done this already. Stop it. No. And then, you know, you're still running in the marshmallows or whatever it is. Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic D-Line. I'm coming up right at the top of the hour. Until then, it's going to be your phone calls. What's your reaction taking all of your calls to the Eagles' 21-17 loss to the Carolina Panthers? Carolina moves to 4-2. The Eagles, I can't believe I'm saying this. The Eagles have skidded to 3-4. Where is the relax? It's going to be fine crowd now. Let's go to Maurice in Newark. What's happening, Maurice? Or are you in Newark, Delaware?
Yeah, I'm in Newark, Delaware.
Okay, sorry about that, brother.
No problem. Couple things real quick. First thing, Howie did not get any skilled players.
Nope.
We kept Jason Peters too long. We kept Sproles too long. That could have been money that we could have used in some other places. The second thing, I walked out of the stadium. I wanted to go straight to the statue, the Philly special statue, and I wanted to knock it over. I wanted to knock it over Doug Peterson. Why, when they scored, why didn't he not run the ball? He went 3-and-out on that drive where they scored the 6 points. We had the ball back. He did like all these pop screens to Aguilar, and he passed the ball and did not run. And here's the crazy part about it. Smallwood had a good game. He was running hard.
Mm-hmm.
Could have given him the ball. And I don't know for the life of me why they let Adams run east to west instead of north and south. It drives me crazy. And the last thing, the guy behind me, a fan, Eagles fan, looked at me and says, why are you so upset? We won the Super Bowl last year. And
oh
I looked
my
at
gosh,
him and said,
that guy.
The season's over. It's a new season. Why are you giving me that excuse? So the Philadelphia fans need to step up and hold Doug Peterson accountable for his play calling and Howie for not getting anybody. I am upset.
Maurice, there you go, man. He's right, though. Mike Wallace as a roster ad is not enough. Okay? We were told, don't forget, we were told, oh, everybody would want to come play with Carson Wentz before they won the Super Bowl, right? Now that they won the Super Bowl, doesn't everybody, what happened to all the ring chasers? What happened to everybody who wanted to come and get rings?
Right.
You're telling me that, with all due respect to the guy, you're telling me the 45-year-old Haloti Ngata and Michael Bennett coming off of the most snaps of any single player in the NFL defensively last year, that's the solution? Come on now, friends. We don't buy this, do we?
You know, the caller had a point after it was 17-6, and the Eagles got the ball back. Aside from the punt, they had six plays. They ran six plays. They were all passes, no runs. All passes, no runs.
Including literally running at the line of scrimmage towards the sideline. You're never going to get anywhere, and you're going to go out of bounds and not take any time off
right, the
clock.
That's right.
You got that ill-fated screen that we both called out as soon as it happened, that you've got to just bail on that if you're Wentz. But if you're Doug Peterson, Wendell Smallwood was running the ball really well.
He was.
Josh Adams, for the first time in his Eagles career, was carrying people past the line of scrimmage.
Yes, he was. You're right.
What's happening?
They get away from it. You know, Smallwood. You know, and Smallwood had 8 yards on that second down play. He had 8 yards to make it 3rd and 2.
And so he might get 3 yards
next time.
He might get three yards
on two shots.
Maybe.
Two shots. Incredible.
John and Gladwin. What's happening, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Johnny, okay. What's up, man?
I'm frustrated. Listen, I'm going to make some points. I'm not going to comment on the defense. That's a whole other story. But on the offense, okay, here's what I think is part of the problem, and I think it cost them two games. And now others have commented, knowledgeable people like Brian Baldinger have commented on this, okay? They're 2nd and 2. There's no way that you should run out of downs and come to a 4th down and 2 play. No way. Okay? You had 2nd down. He threw a wild pass. I don't even know if the guy was open, but they overturned the interception. Okay? Then he took too long with the ball and then threw into double coverage to Jeffries. Okay? And then it comes down to 4th and 2. And in the Tennessee game, this cost him 2. Part of the problem is, and it's not all Doug Peterson, he's checking out of plays, run plays at the line of scrimmage. He doesn't like to check down, and this has been pointed out,
mm-hmm.
like other quarterbacks do, like Brady, Breeze, and Nick Foles, okay? He doesn't have the patience to check it down, or he checks out of running plays, and I think this is costing them, and he has to change. He doesn't like to check down, and he always wants to throw 15 yards downfield, and gobble up big plays all the time. So you can't do that.
John, I hear you, man. And I'll say this to your point. Phillip Rivers plays a spectacular style of football. Phillip Rivers has never won anything, and I'm not sure that he will ever win anything.
He won't.
He throws the ball downfield, and it's thrilling. And he picks up chunk yards after chunk yards after chunk yards.
Yep.
Tom Brady throws his average ball in the air is like 6 yards.
Absolutely.
Like that's how you win.
That's how you win. And they've perfected it, you know, and it just it burns me up that on 3rd and 2 you can't come up with a play, a safe play, a little out, a little screen, something, a little play action, roll right, bootleg, and hit your tight end as you're dragging with him. Something where you have the option of running the football to get 2 yards and give yourself 4 more downs. I can't believe they didn't do anything more creative, and then they did the same thing on 4th down and didn't get the ball off.
Well, Joe, let's pretend that you're Doug Peterson really quickly, right? Because after the big play that you got was the pass interference penalty, 48 yards. The next play is the near interception.
Yes.
If you're Doug Peterson, you're like, whew,
yeah,
we dodged one there.
Got away with one.
Let's run. Let's just get things settled down. Wendell Smallwood picks up 8.
Yeah, he picked up 8 yards. Then that made it 3rd and 2.
How in the world are your next two plays after, whew, just dodged a bullet, and you pick up 8 yards on the ground? How are your next two plays supposedly end zone shots?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
I don't know. End zone shots. Totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. He could have kept it as simple, you know, as 2 sneaks, run the ball to Smallwood, do that bootleg drag with your tight end where you have the option of running the football. All you
sure.
have to do is dive, you know, even if you go out of bounds, who cares? Just dive to the flag. Get the first down. Give yourself 4 more downs to operate. You know, it's just, it's incredible they ran out of downs on that series. Given the opportunities they had.
I agree. 100%. Sammy in East Brunswick's next. What's happening, Sammy?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sam.
I didn't watch the game. I heard the end of it in my car. And when that 3rd and 1st down, 4 chances to get it in, did you guys see that? Was he really that open that he could have just thrown it?
Short answer, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
Well, what's he thinking? I don't understand it.
That's the million-dollar question, Sam. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Sorry, we got to run. That's the million-dollar question, right? Is that... Is it truly systemic? Is it in Carson Wentz that he doesn't check down and that he is always trying to make the big play? Is it that he sees the lead evaporate, which I could actually understand? If you see a 17-point lead evaporate, you're like, all right, we got to get this back, and I have a chance to do it right now. Like, I could actually understand that. That's not a winning thought process.
Not at all. You don't need to get it back on one play. You know, move the chains. Still move the chains. Run some clock. You still had an opportunity. You could have reset the chains, reset the downs. You had 2 timeouts left. You had plenty of time. And he knew, I mean, Wendell Smallwood didn't just poof, appear. I mean, that's
part of the play.
Part of the play,
yeah.
Right? It's part of the play to not even look his way and to try to force a ball in. He didn't have Jeffrey. Jeffrey wasn't open. You know, I heard Peterson say, yeah, he was open, and then the gap closed, or maybe Wentz said it. No, he wasn't open at all. And they got another break there because that should have been pick number two. Pick number two on the same
drive.
Series. It's just incredible. Incredibly frustrating.
It sure was, and that sums it up. He's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torti. Thank you to everybody who called and tweeted in. Thank you to Tyler Zuli for producing this one. Stay tuned. D Lineham continues to take your reaction next. This has been the Fanatic Postgame Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Late.